Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father. We thank you for this opportunity, oh God, to wake us up and allow us to come together once again on a Saturday morning, God, to hear your word, oh God. We come with a high expectation, Father, and believing you, Lord God, that what word is going to come forth, oh God, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be mighty, oh God. It's going to be, Lord God, a word, Lord God, that we can hide in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for another beautiful Saturday, oh God. Thank you, Father, for loving us and keeping us throughout the night, oh God. We come to worship and honor you this morning, oh God. We come to soak in your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father, that in your presence, God, we can find all that we need, oh God. Thank you for allowing us to come into the secret place this morning, oh God. We don't want to take it for granted, oh God, but we thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of it all, God, we can find your peace, we can find your rest, find all that we need in this hour, in this season, God. We can hear your direction and your instructions, oh God, in your mighty presence, oh God. So God, fill us, oh God, in those places where we're empty in the name of Jesus. We open ourselves up to you this morning, oh God, and we know, Lord God, that when you come in, Lord God, your glory will reign, oh God, as it fills the temple, oh God. Fill us up like a mighty rushing wind, oh God. Blow through us, oh God, and blow in us in the name of Jesus. Breathe your fresh breath into us in the name of Jesus. We need you in this hour, in this season, Lord God, and we ask, oh God, that you will continue to stir us up in the name of Jesus and allow the gift of your spirit, oh God, to be on display in the name of Jesus, that men and women, Lord God, that are lost and broken, Lord God, that are, Lord God, tossed to and fro in the name of Jesus, that it needs salvation in the name of Jesus, need a miracle in their lives, oh God. May we be the people, oh God, that will be able to rise up in this hour, in this season, Lord God, to be used for your glory in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father, for all that you've done in our lives and all that you're going to do today, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you will send your ministering angels to those, Lord God, that are needing you in this hour, in this season, Lord God. As the man of God brings forth the word, Lord God, may you be able to use the word, Lord God, that we've heard on today, oh God, to prick the hearts of men, Lord God, that will stir them up in the name of Jesus, that they will fall to their knees for the spirit of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And we pray, Father, that they will be able to run to you in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins. Lord, wash our minds, wash our hearts in the name of Jesus, that we, once we hear the word, Lord God, it won't fall on ground, Lord God, that is unsoiled in the name of Jesus. But God, we pray that you will stir us up right now, God. Prepare our minds, prepare our hearts, Lord God. And even as the word comes forth in the name of Jesus, may we also be prepared, Lord God, for what's to come in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for all that you're going to do, oh God. We give you the glory and honor and praise, God. Thank you for being natural. Thank you for being holy. Thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord God, that you're protecting us, Lord God, from the lies of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for the President of the United States, oh God. We pray for all those that reign in those areas, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in those offices, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the military, God. We pray for, Lord God, all those that are in the hospital, all those, Lord God, that work in the hospital, even the blue collar, in the name of Jesus. We pray for them all in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, as they, Lord God, seek out for justice, Lord God, for this country, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that every law that's going to be passed, Lord God, will not be against the people of God, but before us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for every prayer intercessor, God. Thank you for every prayer warrior, God. Thank you for every five-fold ministry, oh God. May we be strengthened by your word on today, God. Use the man of God for your glory in the name of Jesus. Use his lips of clay in the name of Jesus. Use, Lord God, everything that he says out of his mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let it bless the people of God as we give you the glory and honor and praise. Thank you, Father, for using, Lord God, Prophet LaVon Matthews in the name of Jesus, for, Lord God, he is your man servant, oh God. Cover him and his family in the name of Jesus, and cover those that are on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Use them for your glory in the name of Jesus as we give you the praise and honor, God. We thank you for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The atmosphere is changing. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The Spirit is moving, burning like a flame. Broken by the one we proclaim, raise it up, fill the sky, chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high, speak the name. Oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Prophetic Conference Line and Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We welcome you to another Prophet's Touch. Amen. We certainly thank God in the hour and the season for what God is doing. We say, amen, one touch from God, your life will never be the same. You say, how you know, man of God? Amen. I know because of my own experience with God. Amen. If you touch kingdom, kingdom will touch you back. So we just bless God on today. We certainly give honor to God. Amen. Who is, amen, the head and the center of our lives. I don't count it robbery. I thank God for this opportunity. Amen. We bless God for the visionary. Amen. Our leader, Dr. Ron Matthews. We bless God for the man of God. We bless God for, amen, Evangelist Wilkes. Thank you, woman of God, to Administrator Bryant. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Evangelist Pickett, interceding and, amen, praying, amen, early in the morning, amen, in the 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 3 a.m. in the West Coast. I don't know what time it is in the other, amen, countries, but we bless God for those that have tuned in, amen, today to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Somebody saying, I need a word from the Lord. Amen. Not a still word, not a yesterday word, but a right now word. A word, amen, that will strengthen me, a word that will empower me, a word that will encourage me, a word that will push me into my next week, God. Amen. So we just bless the Lord on today. Amen. I certainly give honor to my wife, Prophet Eugenie Simmons. We do bring greetings from Restoration of Truth Ministries. Amen. By the way of Hampton and Newport News, Virginia. We just bless the Lord on today. I'm excited. Amen. For the prophetic winds are blowing. The winds of change are here. And I thank God in the midst of me stretching. Amen. God is blowing under my wings that I can soar high. Amen. I can soar high above the heights and the dimensions that God has taken. Amen. The men and women of God in this hour and this season. Just let God blow under your wings as he take you higher. Amen. Deeper in the dimensions of him. Amen. That's why he said, mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. I bless God on today. I'm excited. Hallelujah for what God is doing. Amen. While the enemy is messy, God is still blessing. So I just thank God for, amen, being in that right relationship with him, knowing who he is and who he is in my life. So I just bless God on today. I just feel like praying today. I feel like prophesying to some people as God lead me. Amen. If that's your desire today, man, at the end of what we're going to share, we're going to try to be before you breathe to share this word that the Lord has given you to release to you. Amen. If that's your desire, we'll touch and agree with you as the Lord leads. Amen. We will speak a word into your life. And I believe God. I believe God. Amen. You believe the prophet. Amen. You believe, amen, that what God said, it will come to pass. So I just thank God on today. People of God, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready to receive from the Lord. Hallelujah. What an awesome God that we serve. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I just bless him on today. Amen. Thank God for you, you, and you. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to draw your attention, amen, to two passages of scriptures. We want to go to first to the Gospel of Matthew. Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, and then we're going to go over to the Gospel of John chapter number 8, amen, Matthew chapter 7, amen, very familiar passage of scriptures, amen, Matthew 7, and we're going to start at verse number 7, and it reads as follows, it says, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be open unto you. Verse 8, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Verse John chapter 8, verse 31. Amen. And it reads, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou? Ye shall be made free. Jesus answered him, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come this morning and say thank you, O God. Thank you for this opportune time, God, that you allow me, God, to assemble ourselves here, God, to release a word, a right now word, God, that you have given me, God, to release to the people of God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the people are made ready, God, to receive from you. Father, I pray that you will download, deposit on today, God, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that only comes from you. Father, I come that I'll decrease, you increase. I come get it out of the way, God, that you will get in the way. Father, not my will, let your will be done today. Father, not my words, let it be your words. Father, I thank you today, God, for what you are releasing for the people of God. I thank you, God, for what you are revealing in this hour, in this season. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch us one by one, then touch us all together. Father, breathe the fresh across this conference line, Blog Talk Radio, wherever the people sit, stand, lay. Father, touch them this morning, because we know, God, one touch from you, our life would never be the same. God, as we have an encounter, an experience with you, God, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we will be the men and women of God that you've called us to be. No matter what age we are, God, we know, God, that you're still able to do exceeding abundant above all that we might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So on today, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done. Now, God, as I, God, come today, God, don't allow it to be my words. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Amen, amen. Somebody say, I need a word from the Lord. As I was praying and consecrating myself before the Lord began to say, tell the people, amen, ask before you assume. Ask before you assume. Now, as God began to speak this to me, I began to meditate on it and begin to write and define certain words, because I like to, when God speak in that manner, go back and look up words to see what the words, what they're meaning, and then pray and ask God, what are you saying, God, and what do you want to say unto your people? Ask before you assume. Know the truth. People of God, you have to know the truth. You have to know the truth so you can operate in your kingdom authority. Let me say it again. You have to know the truth so you can operate in your kingdom authority. Many of us know we are living in one of the most crucial times of our lives. With this going on, that going on, whatever it may be, is going on. We as believers must have an answer for the world's assumptions. Let me say that again. We as believers must have an answer for the world's assumptions. The Bible says, according to 1 Peter 3 and 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Not the fear of being afraid, but the fear to reverence God, knowing who he is and who he is in your life. Let me say that again. Not the fear of being afraid, but the fear to reverence God, knowing who he is and who he is in your life. I say, wow, amen. Many are sleeping. God is speaking. Hallelujah. Many are physically sleeping. Many are spiritually sleeping. See, many are assuming based upon what somebody told them. Let me say that again. Many are assuming based on what somebody told them, or from what they think. Or from what they think. This is why you've seen for centuries and decades, many have been on what we call an emotional roller coaster ride, because in the emotions and the feeling is what they think or what they, amen, experience from, amen, whatever they have gone through or been through. The Bible says, according to Proverbs 18:2, it says, a fool have no delight in understanding, but that his heart, it said, may discover itself. This is one of the things that every believer, that I believe now, every believer should pray and ask God for this first, that is wisdom. Not the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom that only comes from God. The Bible says, and this is what one of the things that had become a motto at Restoration Truth Ministry, amen, we say according to Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. You should never be in the body of Christ and be ignorant to whatever's going on around you or ignorant to the things of the enemy. We know that we're already in what many have seen, an hour and a season of what they call a pandemic. But thank God that we still can give God praise in the midst of a pandemic. Amen. That we don't have to operate from fear, but we can operate from a place of faith. Amen. Somebody say, I need a word from the Lord. Ask before you assume. You have to come into the knowledge of the truth, beloved. Amen. So you can operate in your kingdom authority. Amen. You say, well, assume. What do you mean by assume? Assume is a definition that says supposed to be the case without proof. Mm-hmm. Then another definition that I like that it says is to accept something to be true without question or proof. Let me say that again. To accept something to be true without question or proof. See, what many have done, they have been asking the wrong people. They have even been asking themselves instead of coming to God, asking him, or going to the person, asking the person themselves. Many scholars and theologians have caught the revelation, have received the revelation from the acronym of ASK, A-S-K. Ask is to say something in order to obtain an answer or some information. Mm-hmm. In some of the words, it make your request made known. Also seek, because you get ASK, seek, attempt to what? Find, search for someone or something. Knock is to strike assurance noisily to attract attention. Good God from on high. My God, my God. Let me say that again. Knock is to strike assurance noisily to attract attention. But you got to understand, beloved, you got to understand our in this season. Let me say this right quick, amen, while it's fresh in my spirit, because God revealed this to me, people of God. Amen. I'm not puffing or setting the man of God up on a pedestal, but I understand, people of God. This is for, amen, RF. T-I-M. Amen. It's the local assembly. Then we're going to talk to the conference line and the Block Talk Radio. When God has given you a gift, to God from Ohio, when God has given you a gift, amen, that will bless your life, and we know that God has given, amen, us a gift, and that is Dr. LaRon Matthew. That is, amen, Prophet LaRon Matthew. That is Pastor LaRon Matthews. Amen. The gift that God has given you. But RFPIM local assembly, amen, might be a few of his members on. Amen. Might be one or two. But if you get this word, amen, tell the members of your local assembly come back to listen, amen, to this recording, because they need to hear this recording. God has given you a gift. Amen, through the man of God. The gift is in him. Amen, not the man, but the gift. The gift that God has given you. Amen, you cannot get common with the gift. God from Ohio. You cannot get common with the gift. Amen, nor can you get to a place of just want to harbor the gift. Because God has given this man of God to you. He has to pastor and lead you, but you cannot get to a place where you get to a point where you get jealousy, you get envy, amen, because you just want the gift for yourself. The gift is not for, it's for somebody else. So God has given you this man of God to lead you. Now, he's a prophet to the nation. Hear me good. He's a prophet to the nation, so you can't, amen, harbor, keep them for yourself. You can't get jealous. You can't get envy. Amen. You cannot always, amen, be pulling on the man of God, want the man of God to be there for you. Amen. God has given him a, amen, as a gift, amen, to the body, but he's passing you as a people to lead you so you can come into spiritual maturity, so you can develop in the things of God, amen, so he don't have to worry about, amen, you, amen, so that he can still deal with rest of the body that God has called him to, or the rest of the people that God has called him to. RFPIM, RFPIM, even God said the same thing, amen, for you, this prophetic conference line, amen, Blog Talk Radio. So it is for you, amen, even though you might not be in the local church where the man of God is, amen, you might be a virtual member, amen, living in another state, but at the same time, God has given you a gift. Thank God, this is why we say every person, every believer need a prophet in their life. Thank God for Dr. Laron Matthew. Thank God for the gift, amen, that God has given us, amen, concerning the man of God's life. That's why we must continue to pray. We must intercede for the man of God. We must continue to stand in the gap for the man of God, and we must continue to bless the man of God, because if you sow it to a prophet, you will reap a prophet's reward. Amen. You cannot get to a place and want to harbor it for yourself. I thank God for me and prophet relationship. Amen. I look to him as a spiritual father. I look to him as a brother. I look to him as a man of God. I look to him as the prophet of God. In the midst of his imperfection, in the midst of his shortcoming, amen, I know that he's still a gift to the body of Christ. And this is where we have to understand that he said, you cannot touch, amen, my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Many people will try to sabotage you. Amen. Many people tried to scandalize your name. They did it to Jesus. Amen. I just shifted for a few minutes. I told you, feel like praying and feel like prophesying. Amen. So we have to be very careful in this hour, in this season, what we're trying to do against the men and women of God. But we have to come into a place that we must ask God. That's the first thing you must do, ask to go to God. You must ask God, knowing it shall be what? Given unto you. You will get your answer. You've been getting the answer from the world. You've been getting answer from CDC. You've been getting answer, amen, from the government. You've been getting answers, amen, from your local officials. You begin answers from your job. You begin answers from other people. But this is the hour and the season, beloved, that you must seek God. You must ask God, and you must get the answer from God. Many have not because they ask not. Even if they ask amiss, because God already judged the intent of the heart. God already judged the heart because your motives and intent is not right. People will try to get for themselves to become self-centered, asking for all the wrong reasons. And I always say this is not a cliche. Amen. Wanted a handout but not a hand up. Good God. The Bible said when you ask, meaning when you pray, you must believe that you will receive. Do not allow doubt, fear, or unbelief to interfere with the asking. Let me say that again. Do not allow doubt, fear, or unbelief to interfere with the asking. We remind people all the time, God only responds to what's connected to him. Beloved, if we expect God to move for us, then we must come into what? Obedience to him. So he can what? Decrease us, and he increase him. The Bible says something so profound in John 14th chapter, around about the 12th verse. Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because why? I go unto my Father. Jesus said it in around about the 13th verse, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything, anything in my name, I would do it. Amen. It won't happen in your name. Amen. It won't happen in your church name. It won't happen in your denomination name. It won't happen in your association name. It won't happen, amen, in your family name. But it will happen in the name of Jesus Christ. It will happen in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Beloved, in this hour, in this season, amen, ask before you assume. You have to come to the knowledge of the truth, amen, so that you can know the truth, so you can operate in your kingdom authority. Beloved, God just wants you to ask him. He just wants you to ask him, amen, so that he can what? Speak back to you. Many people are asking, but they're not listening. Good God from on high. Many people are asking, but they're not listening. And this is why it's critical, beloved, that you have to know without a shadow of a doubt that you have to cancel the illegal sounds. Certainly God is speaking. You just have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. As I remind RTM, God is not speaking to the four walls of the building, but he's speaking to you because you are the building. You are the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones that God is speaking to in this hour, in this season. Many say God is not speaking. He's only through his written word. I beg to differ. Amen. He's not speaking to you because, amen, you have found yourself in distraction. You have found yourself listening to the illegal sounds. That's why you know that God is not speaking, but God is speaking because many are asking the question, where are the prophets, or where were the prophets? The prophets were speaking. The prophets were hearing from God. We're not talking about the counterfeits, but we're talking about the authenticity. Amen. Even those that was on the backside of the mountain, the backside of the desert, that God is now bringing to the forefront, that had placed us, amen, on the same stage, on the same playing field that all of us, amen, now have. Amen. That's why you have to be careful even going out on social media. Amen. That's why you have to be careful, amen, gravitate to the things that you thought was God but not of God. Beloved, this is why you have to operate in your kingdom authority. Coming into 2021, God began to remind me to tell the people, amen, this is the hour and the season that you must discern, that you must decipher and detect. That means you must discern what is of God and what is not. You must discern what's truth and what is error. You must discern what is right and what is wrong. You must detect what is of God and what is not of God. Amen. You must decipher through all of the stuff, amen, all of the commotion that's going on in the land. This is why you must petition God. You must ask God, because when you ask God, amen, if you stay there long enough, God will give you the answer. Whether he used another man or woman of God, he'll speak through them, amen, to you. Amen. Even if you pick up the word, God will still speak to you. But you got to understand the timing of God, because God steps out of eternity into time. Amen. That's why, amen, you have been hearing many talking about, amen, your Kairos moment. This is your opportune time to hear the voice of God and begin to ask God, God, what are you saying? God, what you want me to do? What direction you want me to go in? And God will begin to speak to you, man of God, woman of God, people of God. God will begin to lead and guide you by his Spirit. His Spirit. You hear me say his Spirit and not the other spirits that has been released in the land. Amen. That will what? Lead you, amen, away from God. That will lead you from what? God's word. That will lead you from what? The plan and the will of God for your life. Many of us been there and done that. But thank God. Tell somebody, thank God for the reset. Thank God for the reset. Thank God for divine order. Thank God for divine alignment. God, that you're setting everything back in place. You're setting everything the way, God, that you have designed it. That's why I thank God. Amen for the design. That's why I thank God for the development. That's why I thank God for the delivery. Because you never get in a place where God can design you and develop you, amen, for the delivery. You cannot deliver anything if God has not what? Developed you. And you have not become the original design of God. This is why, amen, I begin to tell the people about the power of the tree. Many people are still eating from the wrong tree. You must eat from the right tree, amen, so that God can give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So you have to ask God so that you can know, amen, that you're eating and touching the right tree. So, beloved, in this hour, in this season, I know that there are a lot of folks that like, amen, again, that we say they like to, amen, have their own opinion. They like to have their own method of doing things. It always drives us back, amen, to God. It always drives us back to, it's a the kingdom agenda. And that's something that I always, amen, like to address and like to talk about. Amen. When we ask God, it comes from a place of God, that is kingdom. That's where God resides, in his kingdom. So when we have kingdom in us, it's in us. So when it's in us, when we ask God to connect, then God will respond. This is why I thank God for kingdom men and women of God. Amen. That God recognize what's in them. And when they open up their mouth and begin to ask God, amen, kingdom, which is in heaven, will respond on their behalf. Amen. Because kingdom recognize kingdom. And I thank God for kingdom connection. Amen. So this is why it's important, beloved. It is better, amen, to obey than to sacrifice. Amen. You have to ask the Lord for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that comes only from him. Amen. You will receive the results of your asking and obedience. Amen. This is what causes the believer, amen, to shift in their rightful place in God. This is critical for us, amen, to operate, amen, in our kingdom authority. God has given that to every born-again believer. This is why you have been bought with a price. Amen. Jesus paid the ultimate price, but you have been bought with a price. And this is why your body, amen, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost must reside in you. Amen. So you could connect, amen, to the Holy God. Amen. Which resides in the kingdom of God. So that's why I love to talk about kingdom. Kingdom is essential. Kingdom is important. Kingdom is powerful. Kingdom is profound. Kingdom is prophetic. Kingdom is everything that we need. So we have to come into a place to know and understand that. So when we ask God, God won't leave us in the dark. God won't leave us ignorant. I think I heard the woman of God, amen, say on yesterday morning, talking about the salt and the light. We must be the salt of the earth. We must be the light of the world so that we can shine forth in the darkness of other people's lives, so that we can shine in the darkness of this world. Amen. That's why you cannot allow your light to be hid. So in this hour, in this season, beloved, if you ask God, God will give you, amen, what you're asking. Amen. He will give you the answer. Many people, amen, have not come to a resolve is because they've been asking too many people. They've been asking the wrong people. Amen. How is it that you, amen, get wise counsel, amen, from the world? How is it that you get wise counsel from the ungodly? You're supposed to be a godly believer. You're supposed to be a godly man, a godly woman of God. But at the same time, you're asking your coworker that don't know God, amen, that is not in a relationship with God, that don't understand your God. But you get advice from them. Girl, can you tell me, amen, about this man? Girl, can you tell me about this woman? Or vice versa. Man, can you tell me this? Can you tell me that? Instead of getting wise counsel, this is why Psalms 1 is so critical. It said, blessed is the man. Hallelujah. Let me turn that right quick. Hallelujah. Because I want to give you what God is saying this morning to us. Amen. To encourage you, to strengthen you, to empower you, beloved. Amen. I believe that God is doing what he said he would do. So you just got to, amen, know the truth. And I believe that if you know the truth according to what Jesus said, you will be free and you will walk in the liberty that God has given you. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But verse 2, he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Tell somebody if you want to prosper, just ask God. Just ask God. Don't let the law depart out of your mouth. Beloved, in this hour, in the season we're in, somebody say, I need a word from the Lord. Ask before you assume. Know the truth. Operate in your kingdom authority. Amen. In your asking, you shall receive. You can't pray and ask amiss. James talks about that. Amen. God already knows the intents of your heart. Many people are asking, they're praying amiss, that they consume what? Out of their own lust, lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh and the pride of life. They're asking from that place. And God cannot what? Override his will, amen, concerning that. So this is why we have to understand the will of God for our lives, so we can understand the purpose and the plan that God has for our lives, so that you can know when you come to God and ask. Because when you come to God, you've got to believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently what? Seek after him. Amen. We can't continue, amen, to put confidence and trust, amen, in the world system. We can't put confidence and trust in man, amen, but we can put trust and confidence in the Spirit of God or in the gift that's in the man or the woman of God. So when we ask, we know by faith that we believe. Amen. Just want to just talk to you just for a few minutes. I told you I feel like, amen, praying and prophesying this morning. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. And the second one, we said in the acronym of ask, you got to what? Begin to seek. Amen. I ask the question all the time, what are you seeking and who are you seeking? Seek. In your seeking, you shall find. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Amen. God had made the world and all things that they'll dwell therein. Seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worship with men's hands as though we needed anything. Seeing he given to all life and breath and all things, and have made of us one blood and all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of the habitation, that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Again, always, amen, remind RTM, you know, amen, that God created everything, that he created you because, amen, just stop breathing for a few minutes. Amen, because you got to understand that God breathed the breath of life into us. So this is why man is living today. Amen. This is why man is alive today, because if you take the breath of God away from man, he cannot live. So I thank God for breathing in us and on us. Amen, so that we can what? Seek out for him. Beloved, this is why you must seek me first, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Your best in seeking God's best is first. So that's why, amen, when you become the best, amen, you're the best in God's eyesight. Because everything God created, amen, he said it was good. So when God created you in his image and his likeness, amen, he saw that you were good. Amen. Even when he created man, he saw that man even was alone. He said it's not good for man to be alone. Amen. So he made him a helpmeet. He made him a woe man. That's why woman is called woe man. She was pulled from the womb of man, the side of man. So she walked beside the man. So we, as we continue to seek the guidance of God, as we continue to seek God's, amen, words, as we continue to seek, amen, answers from God, not seeking answers from philosophers, not seeking answers, amen, from, amen, scholars, not seeking answers from the world system, but seeking the answer from God, God himself. This is why it's important. It's essential for you, beloved, that you must be filled with the Spirit of God, not filled with the spirit of the world. Filled with the spirit of the world will lead you into error. It will lead you into what we call fake. It will lead you into what is not authentic. It will lead you into what we call a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. So, beloved, in this hour, in this season, just continue to seek God. Seek God, amen, in the direction to go in. Seek God in what to say. And seek God in what to do next. Because God always has your next prepared. But if you're out of the will of God, amen, you cannot go into your next. You might go in your next problem, your next circumstance, or your next situation. Because why? Because when negativity or chaos creeps in, because God is not the author of chaos, confusion. God is the author of peace. So if you find yourself in chaos and confusion, then you have to ask God. You got to begin to seek God and find yourself coming, allowing God to bring you up out of it. Amen. One writer said something so powerful. Amen. It's not a cliche, but it's a reality for our lives today. He said, many are shooting at nothing and hitting it every time. Amen. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing, people of God. So if you don't ever get anything in you from God, how can you expect, amen, for something to come out? So this is why it's critical that you allow the download, the deposit of God to be put in you as you seek, amen, as you chase out. The many will sing the song, chasing after you. Amen. You got to know what you're chasing after. Amen. You got to know what you're seeking after. Many are seeking husband. Many are seeking wives. Many are seeking boyfriend. Many are seeking girlfriend. Many are seeking the next hit. Many are seeking the next promotion. Many are seeking so many things. But if God is not in it, beloved, then it's null and void. So the only way you can get something out of nothing, you have to give and give God something to work with. Let me say it again. The only way that you can get something out of nothing, because God is the only one that can do that. Did not when he did a creation, amen, he spoke what was nothing. He spoke it into existence and it became something. So this is why you are somebody when you become in God. When you become in God, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Can I just take y'all just out to the deep water just for a few minutes? Even though I'm on the surface talking to you about surface things, amen, speaking and revealing his word that God has given to us today, amen, ask before you assume, know the truth, operate in your kingdom authority, amen, it's just elementary stuff, amen, stuff that we should already know as believers, coming into our spiritual maturity, coming into our spiritual development in our walk with God, coming into understanding who we are, amen, who God is in us and through us, amen. I just want to take you out to the deep water just for a few minutes, hallelujah, because in the deep calls unto the deep, and the deep searches the deep things of God. Amen. It's in the deep where the mysteries of God is revealed. This is why I encourage people of God to get in a consecrated place. This is where God will speak to you. This is where you can talk to the Father. Amen. Getting in a consecrated place, that means you're shutting down everything around you, because y'all know we're in a fast-paced, amen, world. Amen. We're in a microwave world. Everything is moving so quickly. Even though God is moving quickly, this is why we say we're in a time and season of acceleration. Amen. We are in a dispensation of acceleration. Everything that you're believing and trusting God for, when you're in right position, right place, and the right posture with God, God will allow it to happen quickly for your life. This is why many people have been stuck 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and people come in and give their life to the Lord and begin to petition God, begin to ask God, begin to seek God, begin to trust God, and God will propel them quickly. I begin, remember you looking at my own life when I gave my life to the Lord over 20-some years ago. Amen. Love telling my testimony. Amen. Even I had a zeal, amen, to chase after God. I had a zeal to put God first. This is why I thank God, amen, for new converts. Every pastor and every leader that's on this line, amen, the new converts, those believers, amen, that come in to know Christ, amen, they are going to be some of your best disciples. They're going to be some of your best workers because of where they came from and where God delivered them from, where God healed them from. Amen. As they begin to ask God and seek God, and God began to propel and thrust them, amen, in a way that many have been sitting, amen, waiting on God while they're sitting there twiddling their thumbs and playing around in the pews, as I hear my spiritual leader say, get it, ain't doing nothing with what they have already received. But those that coming in thirsting after God, those that are coming in asking and seeking God for direction, seeking God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and God began to propel them quickly. Amen. What took some 5, 10, 15, 20 years to do, God is doing it quickly for their lives. That's the acceleration. That's how quick God's doing it. Anytime you tap into your Kairos moment, amen, God will suspend Chronos, which is the time schedule that you are on according to the Gregorian calendar, and move you into your Kairos moment. Why you got to seize the moment. But just think about something here. I just want to do a side note right quick. Man, you remember when Jesus, amen, came up and Peter and them was washing their nets. They were washing their nets, cleaning their nets. Hallelujah. I just want to show you something right quick. Hallelujah. Cleaning their nets. And Jesus told them, he said, launch out into the deep. Catch your nets on the other side for a joy. Just want to cast your mind over to the other side right quick. Shift your mind right quick. You know, one of the things I teach RTM, master the shift. Amen. Shift from you and shift to the spirit. And God will reveal something to you. Amen. Master the shift. Through this, Peter said, master, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my net. through Peter's obedience by letting down his net, the Bible says that they caught so many fish that they had to call the other boats over to what? To help them out to get some of the fish because the nets were breaking. This is what God is about to do for many of your lives. Because you're launching out in the deep and you're trusting God. You're asking God. You're not assuming. You're not going based on what you heard or what somebody told you. You're going based on what you know. Because many people, when they come to me, you got to come correct because I ask the question. One of my mottos is, who told you that? Who told you that? Where you get that from? Because you know how it is when one lie gets to one person and it gets to another person. By the time it gets to you, it's been done changed all up. So here we go. We launching out into the deep. The deep calling us to the deep, and the deep searching the deep things of God. This is how the spirit knows the spirit of a man. Because many people ask people, are you a psychic? Are you a palm reader? No, we're prophets of God. Even though we carry many titles and move and operate under many authorities in the position that God has called us to, the spirit will reveal by the spirit, because the spirit is only know the heart of man. So God will reveal, this is how, amen, prophet, amen, man of God will be able to go back generations in the spirit. And God will reveal to him what happened in the third and fourth generation and begin to reveal it unto you by the spirit. So you will come into understanding as you've been asking and seeking God. And now God is revealing through the man of God or through the woman of God, amen, what? The word of wisdom, word of knowledge, or prophecy unto you. My, help us today, Holy Ghost. Ask before you assume. Many people are assuming. Amen. It kind of irked me a little bit on this week, but I kept my cool, and I stayed in a consecrated place talking to the Father, because the church now, the people of God, have become a laughing stock and has become a mockery. I heard some gentlemen on my job, amen, on this week, and they was reading an article, and they were making a mockery of Jesus Christ. And at first I would begin to respond because they were agitating my spirit. But the Holy Ghost said, no. They don't understand. They will never understand until they come into a right relationship to me. When they come to knowledge me, they will begin to make a mockery, I guess, of the believers or the Christians. Many folks call themselves Christians. They got Jesus Christ hanging up on the wall, the blue-eyed Jesus, and they got all this stuff, amen, pertaining to the cross, wearing crosses and all this different stuff. They were making a mockery. And I said, God, well, you said in your word that these things will happen in the last days. So I know, God, that we're living in the last days. I know we're in what we call perilous times. We're living in dangerous times. We see how men becoming. We see how they're treating your church. They see how many have lost respect for you, God. But God said, just continue to pray. Just continue to stay in the vein. God said, don't be distracted by that. I have you in the vein. I have you in the place that I have called you to be in. So you just stay right in that place. You just continue to walk like you don't hear what you don't see. People of God, you got to shut down some stuff. You got to block out some stuff. You got to call some stuff, amen, not to get into your spirits. Amen, that will come into what? Shift you. Amen, because many things that are going on in the land, just like COVID-19, coronavirus, has shifted many people. Amen, he said this, she said this, they said do this, they said do that. Beloved, in this hour, in this season, as you ask and seek God, amen, God will reveal unto you, whether he reveal it to you by his word or whether he reveal it to you by what? The rhema word. Amen, that a right now word, a word, amen, that would heal, deliver, and set you free. So it's critical for us, amen, to launch out into the deep, amen, the deep waters. I know somebody said, well, I can't swim. Amen, I don't believe Peter could swim. Amen, but he stepped out of the boat when he saw Jesus walking on the water. Amen, you're stepping out into the deep. Amen, but distractions will come. The lightning will roar, the flash, and the, amen, and the waves will be, and amen, and it seems like life is worn up all around you. But you got to continue to trust God. You got to continue to keep your eyes on God, because that will keep you above water, and that will keep you walking in faith. That will keep you walking in the spirit, because when these things begin to happen around Peter, Peter took his eyes off the Lord and he began to sink. This is why it's critical that you what? Continue to seek God. You continue to look to him who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Just don't assume because family members said it. Just don't assume because co-workers said it. Just don't assume. assume because your children said it. Just don't assume because social media is saying it. Just don't assume because the news is saying it. Just don't assume because the government, the president is saying it. You seek God and let God give you the facts. Let God give you the answer that you need in this hour, in this season you're in. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. You got to come to know that the Bible says, according to Jeremiah 29:11, this is where God's saying, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, a hope and a future. Amen. God has the best for us, beloved. And everything that he gives us, I believe he gives us his best. So we have to give our best back to God. So you have to come into a place as, amen, trusting God. When it's too hard for you, you have to know that it's just right for God. God is the only one that can bring nothing into something. When it's impossible, the Bible said all things are possible with God. This is where your impossibilities become what? Possibilities. You no longer lean to your own understanding or your own agenda. You lean to the Lord, and what? He shall direct thy path. He shall order thy steps. So, beloved, in your seeking, you will find. Don't be seeking the quick fix schemes. Seek the kingdom of God and follow his principles, and you will reap the benefits of your obedience. The key, you must seek the Lord with all your heart. The Bible says where a man's treasure is, there where his heart be also. Just launch out into the deep. Know that you have treasures in this earthen vessel that will cause you to be the head and not the tail. Amen. It will cause you to be above and not beneath. It will cause you to be the lenders and not the borrowers. Amen. When your expectation arises, it will experience the encounters of the Lord. Beloved, seek him at this hour. Seek him while he may be found. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He's near. Glory to God. Now I'm about to bring you in, beloved. We're not just talking about these three acronyms. Beloved, now when you come to a place to knock, just make sure you're knocking on the right door. You must knock on God's door. You must knock on heaven's door. Amen. That God will open up unto you. In your knocking, the door will open unto you. You must knock on, amen, God's door. You must knock on the heart of God. Amen. If you could get the heart of God, even in David's, amen, in his imperfection, in his shortcoming, he became a man after God's own heart. Many will ask the question, how is that? See, you're assuming. You're assuming you are in assumption instead of understanding it by the Spirit. This is why God is so omnipotent. God is so omniscient, and God is omnipresent. That means he's all-powerful, amen, that he is, amen, all knowing. He's all seeing. God sees everything. He sees the good and the evil. God, that's how good God is. That's how powerful God is. And he's everywhere at the same time. And so this is how powerful, amen, our God is. God has the power to open doors that no man can open. He has the power to shut doors that no man can shut. Amen, as I say all the time, and as I remind the people, don't be like the five foolish virgin. Amen, living life to play around. Amen, when the door is shut, it's shut. Good God from on high. Just like relationships. When you shut the door on a relationship, amen, when a person has done you wrong, you shut the door, that door is closed. Many times they will try to creep back in, or they try to ease back in, but you got to keep that door shut. Don't allow your heart to be what? Bitter. Don't allow yourself to be angry. Don't carry resentment, beloved. So I'm prophesying to somebody today. Amen. You got to let it go. Amen. Don't go based on your assumption. Amen. You go based on the truth. You go based on walking in your kingdom authority. Because if you walk in your kingdom authority, you still can love them from a distance. You still can pray for them, because the Bible teaches us and tells us to pray for our enemy. You know you want to snap your enemy. You know you want to take your enemy out. But God said pray for them. Hallelujah. Even if they come asking for something, you still have to bless them. Could God from on high. Because you know that your Father is going to bless you. Even when we don't have no want to have no dealing with them, amen, God said just talk to them. God said encourage them. God said pray for them. And you're saying to yourself, God, they tried to take me out. God, they trying to sabotage me. God, they're trying to do this to me. God, they're trying to do that to me. And this is what God would say to you. Didn't they try to do it to my son? Oh, glory. Good God, so on high. See, beloved, Jesus said, according to John 10 and 9, and I told you I was just going to bring you back in now. Amen. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. Just like he said, amen, to the church of Philadelphia in Revelation 3 and 8, he said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast little strength and hast kept my word. Oh, glory. Some of you, amen, about to experience a miracle that's going to blow your mind, and has not denied my name. Oh, glory. Through the test of time, through what you have gone through what you have been through. Beloved, God is getting ready. I'm telling you, getting ready, amen, to allow the manifested miracles that happen to your life, happen for your life. This is why, again, we say you are in a season, in a time of acceleration. Amen. God is about to blow your mind. God is about to, amen, shut the mouth of your enemy. He's about to shut the mouths, amen, those that had the mouth on you. He's getting ready to show the world that he's God. He's going to remind us as his children that he's the Father, and we must lean and depend on him. We must come to him and ask him, how is it that we have natural fathers, and we have a Father which is in heaven? Won't he give us good and perfect gifts, even if we accept gifts from our natural Father? How is it that even if we think according to the Scripture that if you ask of bread and he gives you a serpent, our God don't operate from that place. But the God of this world will operate from that place. This is why, amen, they'll tell you, amen, that you take the vaccine, you get vaccinated, everything going to be good. But people of God, amen, I don't come to put fear in you. I don't come to drive you or deter you from God. But I just want to encourage you to let you know, amen, use the wisdom of God, use the knowledge of God, use the understanding of God. You have to come to know in this hour so that you can be set free. You can be liberated in your mind so you won't walk around depressed. You won't walk around in anxiety. You won't walk around in frustration and aggravation from what the pandemic has what? Dished out to us. But you will stand on the truth of God's word, and you begin to knock on the heart of God. You begin to seek God, and you begin to ask God, God, what do you want me to do next? God, what direction do you want me to go in? God, what should I do in this situation? My family is pressed. Me. My job is pressuring me. Amen. They around the community is pressuring me. My doctor is pressuring me. All you got to do is tell them I'm waiting on God and I'm trusting God. I'm leaning. I'm waiting for an answer from God. And I want God to speak to me. I'm tired of you speaking into my ear. So I got to shut you down and set God up so he can speak. Beloved, if you're not willing to stand and have done all to stand to fight the fight of faith, you will be overcome by the enemy, by this world, by your problems and pains that it brings, because they certainly bring pain. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you will stand for what is right, if you will come to a place you fall for anything, amen, you will continue to stay in the same situation. You will still be in the same predicament. So let your fight or flight of faith cause the doors to open up for your life that will cause you to walk in your kingdom authority as you knock on the doors of the kingdom of heaven. Because many people think there's only one door in the kingdom. Hallelujah. God has many doors. Hallelujah. You just got to knock on the right door. God will shake heaven and earth for you. He will thrust you and move you into your position. He will move you into your place. He will cause you to operate from your posture in him. The Bible says, after you have suffered a while, God will make you perfect because he always was that which concerned him. He will establish you, meaning you will not be moved. You will be rooted and grounded in the things of him. He will strengthen you. Why? Because you will have joy. And for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Your joy don't come from the world. Your joy don't come for having money. Your joy don't come for having materialistic stuff. Your joy don't come for having a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Your joy don't come for having a job. Your joy don't come for having promotions and positions. All that stuff is good, beloved. But if you knock on the heart of God, if you knock on the door of God, God will open up unto you and release unto you your greatest blessings. And your greatest blessings is in the spirit, people of God. And in the spirit, people of God, you can do anything that will be manifested in the natural. So I encourage you on today. I prophesy to your purpose. I prophesy to your destiny on today. God is able to do anything but fail. Amen. Even according to the Bible, he said when he settled you for the best thing that he had for you. Amen. Even when greatness lies on the inside of you. This is why he said, greater is he within you than he that is in the world. Amen. Walk in your spiritual blessings that comes from on high. Amen. Walk in the power and demonstration of God's spirit. Beloved, walk in the blessings that God has for you. Live in the blessings of God. So I come to decree and declare in and over your life. You shall walk in the newness of life. You shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. I don't care what has been spoken in and over your life. I don't care what people have said about you. Amen. You got to know that God has the last say so. So don't go based on what you assume. Go based on the truth and what God has spoken concerning your life. You are a man of God. You are a woman of God. You are a prophet of God. You are a prophetess of God. You are a kingdom believer. So operate from that place and watch the miracle signs and wonders begin to follow you, because the Bible reminds us of that. Amen. Miracle signs and wonders follow those that believe. So I encourage you to believe on today. Believe in God. Don't believe in the things that, amen, that the enemy has caused us to think, amen, to do. Amen. But in this hour, beloved, if you trust God and put your confidence in God, watch God do exceeding abundantly and above all that you might ask or think, according to that power that works in you. Beloved, in this hour, don't assume, don't go based on assumptions, but you go based on truth. And I always like to say this, it ain't a cliche, but it's a revelation for your reality, bringing facts into focus. If you bring facts into focus, you will understand that God, he will keep you focused, he will keep you on course, and he will allow you to stay alert. That's one of my mottos that I remind the church: stay focused, stay on course, and stay alert, and watch what God do concerning your life. Won't nothing be able to shift you, won't nothing be able to move you. I don't care what comes, I don't welcome what goes. Beloved, in this hour you're in, amen, in your Kairos moment, grab hold to it and let God be God. All you got to do is say, God, here am I. God, I'm asking you this morning. God, I'm asking you on today, God, let your will be done concerning my life. God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus. God, as I seek your kingdom and seek your kingdom first, God, I believe by faith, God, everything I'm believing you for, it's going to be added to my life. And God, I'm knocking on your heart. I'm knocking on your heart because I know you say you'll never leave me, nor will you forsake me. People of God, everybody else will walk out on you. Everybody else will stab you in the back. But God will never do that. So I just bless God on this morning as we release this word to you. I pray that you are strengthened, empowered, encouraged. Amen. Concerning this word today, ask before you assume. Know the truth. Operate in your kingdom authority. As always, your mind. RTM again. See, I talk to RTM because I'm the visionary leader for them. You know something to be true. Why can them keep believing a lie? Most of us know the truth, but because everybody's going along with it, whether it's family members, whether it's the rest of the church family, whether it's the community, or whether it's just the world, why keep believing a lie when God has brought you up out of the lie? That's a deception, people of God. That's hypocrite. We don't want to be hypocritical in this hour. So I bless God for the word on today. As the word encouraged me, strengthened me, I pray they have done the same for you. Amen. That I released and spoken. Amen. What thus said the Lord. Man, ask before you assume. Man, because you can look at a person and try to judge them from what you see. And this is what we're dealing with in the land. Been happening for, again, centuries and decades when it comes to the color of our skin. This is why we see the police brutality in the land. This is why we see the racism in the land. This is why we see the hatred in the land, because someone will judge you without knowing you. And this is why, according to that scripture from that same chapter, Matthew chapter 7, it says, judge that you not be judged. People of God, some people are reaping what they have sown, and it ain't good. Amen. It ain't good. What they dished out is now coming back home to bite them in their butt. So I encourage you on today, people of God, stay in that vein, stay in that place with God, and watch what God would do concerning your life, amen, and your relationship with him. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Administrator Bryant, we'll take a commercial. Amen. They will come back to open up the lines for anybody that desire prayer or anybody that may have a comment or question on today. Amen.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Marion, South Carolina, get ready.
Get ready to be blessed.
Our Family Fellowship Ministry presents
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Live at the Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina, where Sandra B. Gainey is pastor.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Get ready for the most dynamic prophet in the entire country.
Here comes Dr. LaRon Matthews.
May 14th, 15th and 16th. It kicks off Friday, May 14th at 5 p.m. Saturday, May 15th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, all weekend long. Get your registration started right away. Your registration is $60. That includes brunch, the book signing, and the package. Registration via Cash App begins January 11th, 2021. Register through Cash App at $ArkChurchMarionSC. $ArkChurchMarionSC. Go ahead. Register now. For more information, contact Mildred Swinney at 843-617-4752. Mildred Swinney, 843-617-4752.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021. Live at Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina.
Here comes the blessing.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Prophet, all weekend long. Register today. Don't miss out.
We want to see you May 14th through 16th. Be there.
Hallelujah. Amen. Administrator, do you have any announcement that you want to give, woman of God?
God bless your pastor. God bless everyone that's listening on the line. As you heard on the announcement, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Marion, South Carolina. The final date of registration is April the 30th. And for hotel information as well, you can inbox Pastor Gainey for more information about the hotels. Also, keep in mind that Dr. Matthews is on his way back to New Jersey in August 19th, 20th, and the 21st. More information is forthcoming on that. And if you desire to bless the man of God, we've adopted the third Sunday and every month that's a love Sunday for the man of God. And you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash that money sign in RFPIM, or you can bail at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the speaker at your conference or prophetic summit, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'd be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Just give us a call at 877-912-2027. Again, that number is 877-912-2027. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, Administrator. Let's govern ourselves accordingly, people of God. All right. Amen. We're going to open up, amen, the lines. Prayer or, amen, want to make a comment, have a question. Amen. We'll take that side, the block side first. Anything in the chat room, Administrator?
Pastor Simmons, we have a chat room full this morning, and we welcome each and every one of them that are listening in. There were several comments on today, how your word has truly blessed them. Welcome the young prophets that listen in every first, the third Saturday of every month. We welcome them. There were several groups that are listening in on this morning. No direct questions at this time, man of God.
All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God for young prophets. Bless you. Amen, men and women of God. We thank God for you for tuning in every third Saturday. Amen. To be strengthened and encouraged, and to those that are listening in, amen, wherever you're listening at, we bless God for you on today. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're on the block side, you can hit 1 on your dial or desiring prayer, or you have a question or comment, you could come in at this time. If you're on the block side, hit 1 before we go to the conference line. All right. Amen. If you're on the conference line, you can start 6. Amen. Open your line up. If you got a question or comment, you can come in at this time.
God bless you this morning, Apostle.
God bless you, woman of God.
This is Benita Sanders. It's good to hear your voice.
Amen. God bless you.
I enjoy the word. I enjoy the word. As I was listening, I do have a couple of things that the Father was saying. I was asking him if I should say something this morning, but as you were talking, I heard the word, I think it's in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, where it's written, I will destroy the wise, the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. And I heard another scripture that says, that same chapter, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. As I was listening, ask before you assume, something the Lord had showed me back when I got on the line in 2012. The Lord brought it back to me at the end of 2019, right before the pandemic. And at the pandemic, he brought it to me and he gave it to me and told me that I was going to have to do this. I didn't want to do it. But in order for me to go to this place where he wanted me to go, I would have to lay aside the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a year, Pastor, to get it done. When I knew that I had to do it, I finally did it yesterday. Can I tell you the breaking, what I felt when I did it? And I thank God for the word, because he woke me up this morning. We have a prayer line that's going on now. And he said, get on the line and listen to Apostle. I thank God for the word, man of God. You have something the Lord said to me. When he talked about the kingdom, he said, kingdom reign, kingdom rule, and kingdom authority. We get in a place to where we're comfortable with people, but the word clearly states to us that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but it should be in the power of God. It takes me to a place when I was in the VA. I did a residency of a chaplaincy, and I would never forget this day. Never forget it, Apostle. I walked in the hospice area, and I might have said this on the line years ago. Walked in the hospice area where I was the chaplain there, and I walked past this man's room, and I knew that he was going to die that day. The Lord didn't say a word, and I said, Father, are you serious? I kept going past the room all day long, all day, waiting for this man to pass. I couldn't tell the doctors, couldn't tell the nurses, because would they believe me? No, they didn't. They didn't believe me. They wouldn't believe me. But long story short, the man was waiting on ice cream. It was an ice cream parlor day. He loved ice cream. He had bladder cancer, and we didn't see any. He had a little relapse where we thought he was going to pass, but he came out of it. So everybody that's on the hospice doesn't die. So I went to the hospital, which was a walking, maybe 10 minutes of walking. I went to the hospital. I said, Father, this man going to pass as soon as I get to the desk. Put my card in the CAC reader to start visiting at the hospital. I waited all day. soon as I put my card in that cat reader, they called me and said, Chaplain, please come back. Mr. So-and-so has passed. To this day, I don't know how I knew that. I don't understand. I know how, but I don't understand how I knew that. The doctor said to me, Chaplain, why didn't you tell me that you knew this man was going to pass? I said, would you believe me? Would you believe me? He said, knowing the person that you are, yes, I would have. That man died that day, Apostle. And he died with the ice cream in his hand. No warning other than I walked past the room and I knew it. That year was unbelievable for me. But the Lord said to me, he said, I can't take you to the next level because of a weight. I had to get rid of the weight, Apostle. I had to get rid of the weight. It's not a sin, but it was a weight. It was a weight that when I would walk, it would keep me, I would drag what was behind me. Because that weight had no fellowship with the Father. And so I thank you this morning for your obedience. The Father says that his wisdom is stronger than men. The wisdom of God is stronger than men. He will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. We think we're wise in our own eyes. The word says we're wise in our own eyes. We go about establishing our own righteousness. But my prayer is I would like for you to pray. I know the direction that the Father is taking me in. Now that I've allowed and I've been obedient to this place that he told me to do, that the Father will give me the next step. As to where I need to go. God bless you this morning. God bless all my brothers and sisters. It's good to be on the line with you this morning.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. While you was talking, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say repositioning. Repositioning, and he's repositioning for position. And in the repositioning, as he positioned you, you cannot remember the things of old. Because even it's almost like while you were talking, God took me back in your past, some things that happened in your past that really caused you to carry the weight, whether it was from family ministry or whether it was from relationships, you were carrying the weight. But you said you released the weight yesterday. So God is repositioning you for position. So some was good, some was bad. You got to let go of what weighted you down that was bad and begin to allow the good to perfect that which God created. There's a scripture that I wanted to go to while you was talking. That scripture, I believe it's 1 Peter. Let me go to 1 Peter right quick. 4. 1 Peter 4. Man, let me turn it right quick. Oh, God. We're going to pray, but I bless God for you on this morning. 1 Peter 4. Go to the 12th verse. I want to read from the 12th verse. 1 Peter 4, the 12th verse. This is what it says. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. This is for you, woman of God. On the part of the evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Woman of God, when you go back and begin to study and consecrate, meditate on those, on that particular passage of scriptures. That's 1 Peter 4, verse 12 to verse 19. Amen. As we begin to pray for you, believe by faith as I touch and agree with you that God is repositioning you for position, that even many thought that you couldn't handle the position because of gender. But at the same time, God is the one that is repositioning you and positioning you, amen, for what he's bringing you into. Amen. And I pray that you will execute it well by the power and the authority that God has given you. Amen. As you operate from your kingdom authority. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you today, God. I thank you for the woman of God. I pray now in the name of Jesus. God, whatever has transpired in her past, God, I thank you, God, for bringing her to this opportune time in her life. God, that she realized, God, that she couldn't carry the weight that was easily, God, besetting her for running this race. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus today, God, that you would continue to impart into her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from you. God, I pray as a protection around her that no weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that her past, God, whatever happened in her past, God, that she letting it go. She had released it unto you. Now, God, whatever stand in her present, God, whatever stand, God, that you're preparing her for her future. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, let your will be done concerning her life. Every attack of the enemy, every plot, every plan, God, allowed to be stepping stones that would cause her to step in positions, in the position that you have called her to. Even in a place, God, even a military background experience, God, she understand how to assume her position. But God, even in the kingdom, God, I pray that she will assume her position in you. Father, I ask you now in the name of Jesus, God, give her ears to hear in the spirit. Give her greater eyes to see in the spirit. Enlighten her, God, that she have an understanding, God, that only God, that the kingdom will reveal. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing in and through her life. Now we bind every backlash. We bind every retaliation of the enemy. We cancel it. We call it null and void. We destroy it. We curse it at the root. In the name of Jesus, God, do it for her life. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for where you're taking her to. We thank you, God, for where you're propelling her. God, we thank you for where you're thrusting her. God, we thank you. It is so. In Jesus' name, God said he positioned you for family, woman of God. He has positioned you for family. And you know that's between you and God. He's positioned you for family because your family is going to need you. It's going to need you, woman of God. Oh, shit, I'm about to see. Roma, shit, I'm about to see. He's repositioning you for position, putting you in position. Hallelujah. Some not going to like it. Hallelujah. When God sets you up, can't no man bring you down. My God, my God. Let God will be done concerning your life. Amen. That's the word of the Lord for you, woman of God. Walk in it. Walk in it in this hour and this season. Bless you on today.
I receive that word. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Amen. Got a question, a comment? Amen. You can start 6. Open your line up. You're on the block side. You hit 1 on your dial. To God be the glory today. Hallelujah. Ask before you assume. Know the truth.
Blessings. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Apostle Maurice, this is Tina Rice from San Antonio, Texas. Just wanted to say thank you for the word. I needed that empower today as I'm going through the process of divorce and I'm going into my new, I needed that because sometimes we can't assume things when we're going through these trial times, but I truly appreciated that and looking for more. Catching me Saturdays with you, too. Bless you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We're going to touch and agree with you, believe by faith. Even while you was talking, woman of God, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say he's setting you up for greatness. Even in the midst of what it seemed like all had failed, when it seemed like things didn't work out, God is setting you up for greatness. That's why. He's setting you up for greatness because, amen, he's going to use you for his glory. He's going to use you for his glory. Ah, shit. You know what? I see you in the spirit, woman of God. I see you working. I see you working on some people's heads. Your hands is at work. God's going to use your hands and your mouth. It's so anointed. It's like you're working on people's heads, and as you're working on their heads and, amen, releasing and talking about the things of God, what you're doing, woman of God, you're transferring, you're downloading what God has downloaded, deposited in you. My God, because God from on high. Amen. After the touch, this is why we say it's critical, amen, when you touch kingdom will touch you back, because kingdom is residing on the inside of you, woman of God, and as God, amen, use you to flow in and through your hands, amen, even as you open up your mouth, kingdom is going to flow out of you, woman of God. It's going to touch the person that you're touching their head, because it's in the mind. Their minds are confused. It's like I see their minds distracted. Their minds are scattered. They're going through persecution. They're going through even what you just said, divorce. They're going through breakups, relationships. But God is going to use you to bring the restoration. God is going to use you to bring the reconciliation. Good God from our. God is going to use you to bring the healing, woman of God. My God, my God, he's setting you up for greatness. He's setting you up for greatness. He's getting ready to set you among great men, great people. Many going to wonder how you got here. My God. You ain't got to go through a long haul of explaining how you got there. All you got to do is say, but God, my God. All you got to say, woman of God. That's all you got to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray now as we touch and agree with the woman of God. I pray that you will touch her from the crown of the head to the sole of her feet. God, what you're doing concerning her life, God, even in the midst of despair, even in the midst of what she thought was, it's no longer. But God, I thank you for what you're taking her into. Even as you said, God has spoken concerning her life, greatness. God, because everything you created was good. And Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus, God, that she will allow the greater one that's on the inside of her, which is you, God, to bring everything to pass concerning her life. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, for every head, every soul that she touched, God. Bye-bye. Every heart and every mind, God, that she's speaking to. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that it be your will. It'll be your words. God, give her the words, God, to release the words to say, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, words of understanding that will cause those, God, that have been abused, those that have been hurt, those that have been mistreated, those that have been downtrodden, those that have gone through great persecution of the life. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you will use her, God, for your glory. Your gift will make room for your woman of God. So let God use you in this hour, in this season. And whatever you do, stay connected to greatness. Amen. Everything, listen to this real good, woman of God. Everybody ain't going where you're going. There's some folks you're going to have to cut off. Some folks you're going to have to shut off. Everybody not going where you're going. There are going to be some jealous-minded folks. There are going to be some ones that are plotting and planning against you because, amen, of where God is taking you, where God is elevating you to. My shit, everybody. It don't allow of distractions or those things around you to move you. Hallelujah. You stay in the vein. You stay in the vein and let God take you to the place that he's taking you to. And it's greatness, woman of God. So I just say get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. If you got your bags packed, if you ain't got them packed, go ahead and pack them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I receive it. Hallelujah. I receive it, Apostle Simmons, and bless you.
Yeah, bless you, woman of God, on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. You can hit one on the block side. You can hit star six. You're on the conference line.
Good morning, Apostle.
Sheet about to eat. Good morning. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes. Apostle. Go ahead. I'll come after you.
God bless you, Apostle. I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to hear the word on today. It was a confirmation, and it's amazing how it all happened, because just yesterday I was listening to something on social media, and I was looking at this little video where this young man was, it was about a classroom setting, and they found some drugs in his classroom, and so the teacher automatically assumed that it was a African-American. But at the end of the day, when she started persecuting him and accusing him of stuff, at the end of the day, she ended up finding out that it was not him, but it was somebody else. And at the end of the story, it says, ask before you assume. And I thank God for what you said on today, because many times we do go around and just start doing things without asking the Father. And then we find ourselves going into a brick wall. You know, sometimes we get into the wrong relationship, or we go, you know, and we jump out before God when he says to wait on him. And so I just thank God for this word, because it did something to my spirit. And even as the woman of God, it's a apostle, it's okay for me to share something that God just showed me as we were praying for the woman of God. Is it all right that I share, Apostle?
Yes, go ahead.
The woman of God that was just on the line, I heard the Lord say that it had to happen, because he had to break all the traditions of man in order to bring you into the new. So continue to walk in the new and get away from the old. Don't look back, but look forward for what God has for you. And so, Apostle, I just thank you for what God has released in and through you. May he continue to bless you in the matchless name of Jesus. May he cover you and protect you. Let nothing come by your dwelling in the name of Jesus. As we give you the glory and honor and praise, God, thank you for the man of God that you use on the throne, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless your daughter. I thank God for you as well. Hallelujah. God continue to expand you. Amen. For kingdom work. Expand you. Amen. For the desires of your heart. I bless God for you, and we celebrate you and we appreciate you. Even as you shared on yesterday, job well done. We bless God for you, woman of God. And thank you for releasing the word to the woman of God, and I pray that she receive that word and walk in it. Let me show you something right quick, people of God, amen, before we go to the next. Amen. We're coming back to you, woman of God. Because you said something, because I meant to bring that out, and I thank you for bringing it back up, even as you gave that example about the teacher assuming the young man, again, because of the color of the skin, and we know we have been dealing with that for centuries and decades, amen, in our nation. But only as in the kingdom of God, or as the people of God, the children of God, the family of God. According to the courtroom of man, when you go into the courtroom of man, man has to gather the facts to get to the truth. That's why you get attorneys. But in the courtroom of God, God already rendered the verdict not guilty. Good God from on high. God already rendered a verdict for the children of God, his children, the people of God. He's already rendered the verdict not guilty. I thank God for the grace and message that many will teach and stand on. The Bible teaches us, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. When we choose to know something, amen, to do and choose not to do it, the Bible teaches and tells us that's sin. Many believers assume based on tradition, based on religion. And again, y'all know RTM, we say religion will put you in bondage, but a relationship will give you revelation that will cause you to walk, amen, according to the will, the way, and the word of God. God will teach you, that is the Holy Spirit, but he would definitely use his word. He would use men and women of God to download, deposit into your life, to bring you into a place of what? Spiritual maturity. Because we know we encounter and we deal with all things of life, life in general, because we're in the world, but we're not of it. The deception comes because we find ourselves in the world and in the world and in the world and find ourselves of the world instead of being in the world but not of it. My. Until you want me to start me to release it and preach it all over again. But thank you, woman of God, for bringing that out. I want to read the scripture right quick, even in the same that I read earlier. I want to show y'all something. Yeah, we're coming to you, woman of God. Amen. John chapter 8. Read about when Jesus was talking to the Jews that believed, and then he talked to those that did not believe. He said something so profound down in verse 44, John chapter 8, verse 44. He was talking. He said, no, let me go back up. Verse 42. He said, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. He said in verse 43, why do ye not understand my speech? Why, sound is critical. Even because you cannot hear my words, sound is critical. Hear me today, people of God. Sound is critical. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Verse 44. And this is where we got to decipher now. We got to detect and we got to discern. Jesus said something to them. He said, you are of the devil. Good God. My. Now I'm understanding on my job this week of how the men were acting and what they were saying, make a mockery of the Christian, make a mockery of God. And like I said, my spirit is agitated, but God said, keep your peace. Uh-huh. You just continue to stay in the vein. He says, you are your father, the devil. The father you would do. They were doing it. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the what? Truth. He said, because there is no truth in him, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. And Jesus said, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Oh, my. Help us, Lord. Help us today. Thank you, Father. All right, woman of God, come on in.
God bless you, Apostle. I thank God. This morning, I awoke, and I have the scriptures reading to me while I'm asleep because the enemy has tried to get into my dreams, so I counterattack that with the word, and it works so well. But Amen. The Lord woke me up this morning, and he said, check your text messages. And I was like, my text message? So I checked it, and I saw that you were on. I was like, oh, wow. He woke me up just in time, but he woke me up to confirm a lot of things that he had been telling me through your message. And I just wanted to say, I thank God. I really, literally just thank God because my favorite scripture, in all your ways, acknowledge him. He's always showing me in so many different areas and confirming. But I thank God for you confirming exactly, when I say exactly, what he had told me. So I just want to tell you and encourage you, continue to stay before the Lord. Continue to do what he's calling you to do because you're touching more than you think you are. More people are listening. Amen. Than you think are listening, and more people are taking the word that God has given you and giving it to other people. And as they say, the old saying, and so on and so on and so on, it's getting out. I put it that way. So I just wanted to encourage you and thank you for your obedience and speaking the word. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God, as well. Amen. I appreciate you as well. While you was talking, you know what I heard for you, woman of God? I heard plateau. God is setting you on the stage. He's setting the plateau for you. And I don't know what region or city or state you're in, but he's setting the plateau, place where you will stand, place where God will use you. Woman of God, that's why in the dreams, and the vision that you're getting, God is revealing. So when the confirmation comes, God is only confirming and affirming his word. So when you begin to, God allow the opportune time for the plateau, you begin to be in that place to speak God's word. So woman of God, get ready, get ready. I heard it so clear, plateau, while you were speaking, plateau. He said you on the plateau. It's a platform. It's a place. Good God. It's almost like I see you sitting high up over an audience. You're talking. I can see you turning the pages. I can see almost like when you open up your mouth, it's like the glory of God is being revealed and you're captivating the people's attention. And the attention is on you because God is using you. Amen. Bless the Lord on today.
Also, you just confirmed a dream that I had over 10 years ago, standing on the platform like Joyce Myers, and I was going forth,
And my pastor told me over 10 years ago, he said, I see you. And it's like you've seen a king go out on the balcony to speak to the people. He said, that's how God is shooting you forth, and that's how many people I see you reaching. Oh, God, Apostle, thank you so much. Thank you for my word.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We only be led by the Spirit of God, woman of God. I only speak what God say, and amen, what God revealed to me, what he showed me. Amen. Again, I don't know what city, state you're in, where you're calling in from, but I know, woman of God, that God is revealing to you. This is why you have a, what I'm picking up, woman of God, you have a prophetic mantle on your life. You have a prophetic mantle. You see things before they happen. Many would call it a deja vu, but it's prophetic. What you're going to open up out of your mouth and begin to speak, what God revealed to you, is going to manifest. It's going to happen. I don't know where you're sitting at or who you connected to, woman of God, but I know it has to be a place where they receive your gift. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shitabah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Bless you today, woman of God.
Pastor, the Lord spoke to me and told me I am a seer. Yes, yes, Pastor. Apostle, I'm telling you, you are on it.
Hallelujah.
You are 100% in the right realm. And I receive every word that you've spoken to me today, because everything you said is totally on the mark. So I continue to pray that God continues to use you and to open up many doors for all the people that he is placing in front of you. And I just thank you again.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Bless you on today, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God. My shield of mercy. My kapaba. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God. Well, I thank God. We're in a prophetic vein now, because God is, he's revealing, he's speaking. Woman of God, woman of God, woman of God. I see a man beside you. I believe this is your husband, because he's so close to you. Ah, shield of mercy. God said, I got him. He did not understand all the things that he's revealing to you, even when you speak it. God said, I got him. I got him. It's like he stands in a spirit of awe or amazement because what you revealed to him, what God already showed you. Because many people sometimes think that, you know, we know that the man is the head, the man, you know, that God has set first, but God uses who he want to use. So this is why we have to understand our place, our position, and our role, especially when it comes to husband and wife team. Y'all are one, but sometimes because of tradition and religiosity, it will shift the whole dynamics and scopes of things, what God wants to do in and through you. Amen. But as long as you still stay in submission to him, God is going to deal with him. And then as y'all come together as one, you're going to see the manifestation of what God's going to do through the both of you. Amen. See that, woman of God?
I'm sorry. I hit muted. Yes, I totally receive everything you're saying.
Amen. All right. Bless you on today. Amen. All right. You wanted to say something else?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. All right. I bless you.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. If you're on the block site, hit 1. If you're on the conference line, you can *6, open your line up.
Good morning. This is Darlene, RTM member.
God bless you.
Good morning. I just want to say thank you for the word. It really ministered to my heart and brought such great revelation about a lot of things that I have gone throughout this year where God solemnly wanted me to just put my trust and confidence in him. It was some hard times that I had to go through, but God said I had to go through those things in order for him to take me to the level that he wanted me to take me to. And I can really relate to the young lady that spoke about how God had revealed to her that the young man was gonna die, and he had the ice cream, and but it wasn't for her to say anything about it. It wasn't for her to mention it to anyone. And the same situation happened to me a couple of years back when my brother had passed away.
God had revealed to me that he was going to die, you know, and he revealed to me his entire funeral, how it played out, you know, the song. When I tried to, you know, I wanted to call and let my mom know about it, that he was going to die, and I put the phone back at home.
Your call going down, woman of God.
And God had revealed to me that, you know, he was going to die, and I was going to call my mom to let her know, and I picked up the phone to let her know about everything. I heard God said, no, it wasn't for me to reveal that to her because she wasn't going to be able to handle. So sometimes, you know, when God revealed things to me, I don't know why, and I don't know when to share or am I supposed to share, but it's just such a great revelation that has been brought to me through the word and just going through the things that I'm going through and that allowing God to just, you know, change some things in my life and, you know, and just bring me to the next level. It just brought so much confirmation and the sharing of everyone on this line, and the word that I heard on this morning just really ministered to my heart on today.
Amen.
And I thank
God bless
you for
that. Yes, God bless you as well. Amen. We're praying speedy recovery for you as well. Amen. You know, while you were talking, the same word that was released to Evangelist Piggott, we're not really covered all or can think of it all, but I know what I heard for you. Same words, similar to release to her. Woman of God, I heard flight. I heard flight for you. In the midst of you stretching your wings, God is blowing under your wings. Hear me good, woman of God. God is blowing under your wings. As long as you stay in stretch mode, God is blowing under your wings. And more as he's blowing under your wings, the higher you're going to go in God. You no longer, woman of God, can walk with the chickens. You now got to soar with the eagles. Hear me good. You no longer can walk with the chickens. You got now God is blowing under your wings. Amen. You are now soaring as eagles. You got to come up. This is why you had to go through what you had to go through. Many people don't understand going through. See, where there's no test, there's no testimony. And when you have stood the test of time and trusted God through the trials, through the tribulation, and know you allow your heart, even though you want to give up and throw in the towel, even though you assume, but you came to a place where God had to really speak to you and let you know that he's still God, that he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Woman of God, hear this. Amen. I've been waiting on God. But God said he's been waiting on you. It'd be good. You've been waiting on God, but God said, I've been waiting on you. Stretch, and God blow under your wings. Now you're mounting up. Now you're going up. Now you're soaring high. Now God can take you in dimensions. So the things that he revealed to you, even from your childhood, the thing that, amen, was coming before you, amen, the things that you were dreaming and it began to manifest, now it's coming into what? A reality. So, woman of God, just keep your wings stretched and watch God. Amen. We bless God.
Thank you. I receive it. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else? I mean, you're on the blog side. You hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, you can start six. Amen. If you got a question, comment, or a desire, your prayer. All this shit about secret bullshit. My God, thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, sir. I thank Almighty God for the message on this morning. It is truly a blessing. I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for you and the obedience to release the word of God. I'm calling in this morning because I'm asking Almighty God to give me a greater wisdom and a greater revelation of his word. That's my prayer on today in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Shabbat. We're going to pray, woman of God, but God said you already got it. You already got it, woman of God, but he said because of the distractions. The distractions around you that sometimes shifts you, or it comes to agitate you, or it comes to try to cause you to feel that God is not moving. God is moving, and he is with you, woman of God. You just got to take it step by step. You already have the wisdom of God because that's what you prayed in the beginning. And God certainly downloaded the deposit in you. My God, my God. Oh, glory. Good God from on high. My shit, my God. Your understanding is being enlightened day by day. You know, just as the scripture says, your inward man is renewed day by day, but your outward man is perishing. You have presented yourself to God as a living sacrifice, holy, a shelter unto him, which is your reasonable service. God is adding years to your life, woman of God. That's what I hear. God is adding years to your life. He will grace you with the wisdom, not that only comes from him, but wisdom with age. You're going to teach a lot of younger women. You're going to teach a lot of younger women, woman of God. I don't know where your ministry is at, but hallelujah. You're going to teach a lot of women how to be women. How to be women of God. The woman of God is already yours for the asking. It's already yours for the asking. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, you see it in your word. If we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. Father, you heard the woman of God plead, and you already revealed, God, that she already had it. So, God, I just pray that you will blow on it. Blow on it, God. Do it in the name of Jesus. Blow on her today, God. Give her that refreshing. Give her that renewal. God, that she will walk in her kingdom authority. She will walk, God, in the things that you have mandated, assigned for her life. God, I pray her to protection around her, that no weapon formed against her should be able to prosper. We cancel every assignment of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. We call it null and void. You cannot have her. You cannot have her mind. You cannot have her children. You cannot have her family. You cannot have her ministry. We bind you up now, and we send you back. We drive you back to the dry places. We send everything that you try to send towards her to afflict her, to hinder her. We send it back from which it came. Yes, God, we thank you. And we decree, we declare over her life, God, in the name of Jesus today, God, that she shall be the head and not the tail. She shall be above and not beneath. She shall be a lender, not a bar. She shall be this chosen generation that you have chose for this hour, this season. God, we thank you for her life. We thank you, God, for what you're pouring in her. God, we thank you what shall be released from her. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree, we declare by faith today that it is so. Walk in it, woman of God. Walk in it. Woman of God, even as the other woman of God that God allowed me to release the word to her, she said that she's a seer. That is on your life. You are a seer.
Yes, God. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
You see. May not be a prophet, but that's part of the gift.
Yes, God.
In operation of being able to see what God reveals unto you. Other can't see it.
Yes, Lord.
You can see something where you're sitting around a bunch of people. You'll see something, they won't see it. God will allow you in an opportune time to know when to release it. Some things you just can't release. Some people release prematurely. You can't release it until God said release it.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
So
yes,
through the
God.
Wisdom of God that you ask for and you pray for that you already have, God just blew on it. So all you got to do is just stay in obedience to it and watch God. Watch God. He will continue to teach you. He will continue to show you. He will continue to lead and guide you. So you walk in it. Bless you on today.
Yes, thank you, sir. This is Sister Donna. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes, Lord. Hashi Moshi. Bless you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Let me say this right quick, and then again, I don't know if many was on that was part of Prophet Local Ministry, Dr. Matthew's Local Ministry. I think they will have to go back and get the recording. I know that we're about to lose the blog side. Amen. You can shift over to the conference line if you have the conference line number. Amen. I believe Evangelist Wilkes or the minister, you can give that number for Maybe they have it. I don't know. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory
amen.
Send them
218-548-3684. Passcode is 435-160 pound. 218-548-3684. Passcode is 435-160 pound. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister. Bless you. Amen. For those, amen, that know that they are at Prophet's local church, his ministry there, because I know his ministry is global and international, and I thank God for the man of God. Amen. God has given us a gift to the body. And this man of God is a gift to the local church there in Harvey, Illinois, and to this prophetic conference line and to Blog Talk Radio, the vision that God has given him. Again, I said, I don't, amen, set the man of God upon a pedestal, but the Bible do say, give honor where honor is due. So we honor this man of God. That's why, amen, those that have come covenant partners, amen, that we know that through coming covenant partner, we sow back into the man of God. And not only that, through our third Sunday seed given blessing what the man of God is doing through the man of God. Amen. So I say don't really harbor the gift or really be at a place where I know many will make it personal. Yes, you can make it personal to a certain degree where you say, this is my prophet. But he's a prophet to the nation. He's a prophet to the body of believers. He's a prophet to, yes, RFPIM. Also, this is Prophetic Conference Line and to the Blog Talk Radio. And I celebrate him. I thank God for him. Amen. Even if we don't conversate or talk, amen, on a weekly basis, amen, we can pick each other up in the spirit. We know that is kingdom connection. That's divine connection. And I know that I'm praying for him, my wife praying, and I know that he's praying for us. I can feel the prayers. I accept the prayers. And I know that God is moving and God is working. But people of God, amen, just know this, celebrate the gift that God has given you. Amen. Just don't tolerate it, celebrate it. Don't come common with it. Amen. Know that God has given you, telling you, he's giving you a gift that is going to help you, propel you, thrust you, give you everything that, amen, the guidance that God will release unto you to help you, whether you are in one of the office gifts, whether you are, amen, at a place where we're being trained, taught, amen, to understand your place in the kingdom, that you can do a kingdom work without any backlash, any retaliation, or any being out of order. God wants us to be in order because he's a God of order. So I believe there at his local ministry, and my heart desires, I've been praying and interceding for the man of God, that God will set strong men and women of God around him that will take some of the weight, that would carry the load, especially when you're dealing with ministry at large. You know, it can become weighted down, even though God has graced him and anointed him and given him the strength to do it, but he's still human. He still has to deal with his family. He still has other obligations, amen, for his personal life. He still has to travel, amen, to carry the word of the Lord, amen, to a people that is pulling on him. So this is why at the local church, you have to be in place. You have to be in position. It should never be to a place where he's worried about whether this going to get accomplished, that going to get accomplished. But if you are in your right place, a position in your posture with God, and then connected to the ministry that God, you say God has placed you there, planted you there, then I believe by faith, amen, it will not make it hard for the man of God. So I encourage you on today, for those that are at that local assembly, local place there in Harvey, Illinois, be encouraged, be strengthened. Keep the man of God's arms lifted up. Amen. And you will win every battle that y'all face there at that local ministry. And definitely and certainly here, amen, on the Prophetic Conference Line and Blog Talk Radio, the man of God has spiritual sons and daughters, amen, around the world, that definitely keep him in prayer, intercede for him, and bless him. Amen. So you don't have to be jealous. You don't have to be intimidated. You just trust God and let God be God, amen, at your local assembly. Amen. And let God do what he needs to do concerning your life. Amen. I just wanted to release that. That was on my heart. Amen. So I've been praying and interceding, amen, for him for his family and for the local ministry there. Amen. So, people of God, those members, if they're not on, please tell them, get the recording, go back and listen to it so they can follow the instructions. This is why you cannot assume. You cannot have assumptions. You got to ask God. When you ask God, he will give you an answer. All right. Bless the Lord. All right. Anyone else? You're on the blog side. I don't know if we lost the blog side. If, man, if you're on the conference line, you can star six. You know, star six, you can come right on in if you want desired prayer. You got a question or you want to give a comment?
Good morning, Apostle.
God bless you. Good morning.
I want to know if they want to text. They can text. It's 210.
I can't hear you, evangelist.
I'm sorry. If they want to text, they can text 334-440-6152. If they don't want to be audible, they can text 334-440-6152. And thank you for the word.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Wilkes. Hallelujah. Evangelist Wilkes, a woman of God, a word for you. I've been praying for you behind the scenes, both me and my wife, interceding for you, even though we don't talk to you, amen, or hear you, even though I hear you, amen, during the weekday, traveling to work, amen, as you out of your obedience. The text has been great for you, woman of God, because the enemy don't like, amen, when you, anytime you take a stand for God, when you, how I want to put it for you, when you position yourself to say, okay, God, I'm not doing it for self-promotion. God, I'm not doing it for a pat on the back. God, I'm not doing it for this reason. I'm not doing it for that reason. But, God, I'm doing it to the glory of you. According to Isaiah 1 and 19, woman of God, when you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So the enemy will send attacks to try to shift you, whether attacks, because you remember I think I shared with you the other day, when he sent those attacks to try to afflict our bodies. Many people, amen, that are really truly connected in the kingdom of God, sometimes we're going to go through challenges in our body. Sometimes we're going to go through challenges in our personal lives because that's a plot and a plan, a trickery of the enemy to try to shift us off our path, off course, amen, to cause us to focus on sometimes the pain that we have to go through. But I'm always reminded even what our Savior had to go through. He had to take on the pain, the pressure, amen, to get to the promise. And he left the promises for us. And we know the promises of God are yes and amen. So I say to you today, woman of God, the promises of God for you are yes and amen. It's a sealed deal. Evangelist Wilkes, it's a sealed deal. You just stay in the vein, woman of God, elevation, all of that, promotion, increase, abundance, overflow. It's all concerning your life, the things even that you're trusting and believing God for. Even as you're teaching and ministering to youth, God is also giving you that platform, amen, that you can continue to reach a generation that lost touch with God, even the millennials, amen, that you, I'm not saying you're coming to the level, but you understand where they're at. And then they can understand where you're at and where you're teaching from to bring them up in their relationship with God. So, woman of God, I just thank God for you. Even I know Prophet, he honor and he celebrates you as well, administrator as well, for your commitment and your obedience. So there's no way that God can't bless you. He's already blessing you, and he's going to continue to bless you. He's going to bless you beyond measures. So you just walk in the blessing. And if anybody asks you, just say, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Not out of arrogancy or out of pride, but out of what you know that you have committed yourself before God. You came into obedience. So you can't do nothing but eat the blessings of the land. So bless you, Evangelist Will.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Amen.
Yes, thank
yes,
you. You know, I don't like attention. I'm sure that I'm out on the line every morning, and I say I blabber too much, but I just thank God because that is what I want. I just want to be used by him and do what he say to do. And to me, that is what's most important to me because I just see so much that I'm like, Lord, why do people got to do all of that? This can't they just let you do what you do and not take your glory, not take the gift that you have given them and make merchandise out of the people. That just makes me cringe so bad. But, you know, people, that's God's business, and he's going to deal with them at his appointed time. And I know this, but it just, to me, it's just, oh, my God. It's sadness to me. And I just thank God for just allowing me. I just told him, I keep telling him, Lord, keep me humble. Keep me humble. Yeah. Keep me humble. Keep me humble, because I don't, like you said, I didn't, even in the same position of me being called doctor, I did not want that either. And some people say, you work so hard for it. It's just beside the point. But I said that I'm starting to move in that vein because of my mom. She's the one that prophesied it to me. I say prophesied because she spoke it into my life, school, until I got there. And that was not even my desire. Apostle, it was not my desire to get no degrees at all. But God just happens to I had given up, and I didn't want to finish school. And God sent a prophecy way from Columbus, Ohio, while I'm sitting at my desk, from a person that I didn't even really have a relationship with, or I just knew of her. I didn't even know her. And so I just thank God for she's gone on to be with the Lord. Dr. Carolyn, she told my aunt to tell her, God said, finish school. And then at that time, I was like, how am I going to do this? I'm working all this overtime. But in the 4 years that I was unemployed, I'll tell anybody, if you just leave God's business to God, hallelujah.
Yes,
if you leave God's business to God,
yes,
and you
Lord.
Just follow his voice and do what he say, God will do everything. You just got to
yes,
trust him. And
not
just try to do things, work it out yourself. Because we say, while we try to work it out, he's already got it. He's already, while we try to figure it out, he's already have worked it out. That's why the prayer said, let your will be done here on earth as it already is done in heaven. He's already got it done. We just got to walk it. We just got to live the word. Let the word work us. Let me work the word. God bless you, Apostle.
Yes,
thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Bless you as well. Amen. And that's why it's critical, and that's why always from what Jesus did and what Jesus taught, you know, what you just said when you gave the model prayer to the disciple, let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know, we have heaven, the kingdom in us, and that's why kingdom must be manifested in the earth. That's why I like what you said, woman of God, and what many people don't understand. They will try to promote themselves or put themselves upon, you know, a certain plateau or status, amen, and God never, amen, had that for their lives. That's why submitting is key, you know, because where there's no submitting, especially submitting under the mighty hand of God, or submitting to the leadership that God has placed you under, when you submit, then you're able to come up. Just like with submerging, you got to submerge in order for the emerge to come up in that with God. And I thank God for you being transparent concerning that, and I thank God for the knowledge and the schooling that you have gotten. All of that's good, and that's why we must continue to educate ourselves, not to be so educated that we're so dumb, but to be at a place where we know both. And I believe that when we are in that place with God, God will give us the strategy. He will give us the ideas. He will give us the wisdom and how to obtain what we obtain with the wealth of knowledge that we have, because it's always to help somebody else. It's help somebody else. And I believe, according to what the scripture that I quoted this morning, Matthew 6:33, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, he said everything else will be added unto us. I believe he will allow all the things to be added to our lives, what we need, because he is the one already know what we stand in need of. Many times, that's why we say we can assume that we need something, or we assume that we need somebody. when all we got to do is ask God and seek his guidance and seek the answer from him and allow him to reveal it to us, and he will always navigate our path by his spirit. So bless your business, Wilkes. We celebrate you as well, woman of God. Thank you for your labor, love, your commitment. Amen. It ain't going unnoticed, woman of God. Amen. It takes faithfulness, it takes commitment, and it definitely takes obedience to continue to do what you do. Amen. So we bless God for you on today. Amen. And I certainly know that Dr. Matthews celebrates you and appreciates you as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Amen. You got a question or comment? You desire your prayer? Amen. We'll touch and agree with you. Star 6, open up your line.
God bless you, Prophet, Apostle Maurice Simmons and Sister Alba. I just wanted to say I received everything that you spoke today, which was an awesome, powerful word of God. I'm also part of the local assembly over in Harvey with under our pastor, Prophet Leron Matthews. And I thank you for the word that you spoke today for us in the local assembly to help to lift up his arms. I thank God for our pastor, how he helps us, he leads us, guides us, and just opening us up to do what he sees in our life that God has given him. So I'm grateful for that. And I thank God that he's allowed me to be able to stand in the gap in intercession, you know, even being put on the forefront, because I'm behind the scene person myself. And it really gives me time to really just be still to make sure I'm saying what God has me to say before I, you know, blurt out. But God is opening me up and causing me to grow and develop in his ministry at such a time as this. And so I thank you for giving that word. I receive it. Hallelujah. I thank God for that message you spoke today. It was awesome. It was a blessing. It was so rich. I'm going to go back and listen to it again. There's just so much in it, and you're such a mighty man of God. That word, you know, ask before you assume. That's awesome, because a lot of people can assume things without asking, including me. I mean, I may be one that assumes sometimes, but it's always good to wait on God and ask him, you know, or ask that person, you know, that you may want to know something about them. They can tell you better than anybody else can. So that's an awesome word. That's something that always, be in my heart and in my mind, you know, that, because I believe sometimes people also want to know things concerning me. And I say, Lord, just please let them have the, you know, the unction to ask me so that I can speak, you know, my heart and my, you know, what's in me, you know, so that we can dialogue amongst each other concerning whatever they want to know about me and versus assuming anything. So I thank you for that word. It was so much in it. Like I said, I'm going to go back in it. I honor you. I honor the woman of God, Prophetess Eugenia Simmons, and thank God for her and you, and your ministry on this line is so rich. And I just want to say this, and then I'm going to let it go. As you were speaking, I just saw you with the mic in your hand. I was listening to you, and it's like the Lord just showed me President Barack Obama, and it's like the Lord said that you had that type of influence. You had that type of ranking, and so I just saw you, and I kind of was going to sit on that, but as you talked about the pastor, I said I need to get on, because God really wanted me to just let you know that, and I can't put all that, anything into all that, but I know I was listening to you, and I was in the spirit listening to you, and the Lord showed me President Barack Obama, and he said that you were going to have that type of, you were influential, you would be that type of influential person, that type of ranking, that type of power. And I was just blessed. And I said, I see that and I believe that, God, because the man of God is you, which is, you're so anointed, and the way you just flow, and it's going to be very influential, hallelujah, to the people of God, and it's moving into that dimension. So I just wanted to say that what I saw. So I'd say to you also, be encouraged and know that God has your best interest at heart, and I'm sure you already know these things, but I just wanted to say something. So thank you so much, man of God. I receive everything that you've said, and I will be obedient to stand in the gap, intercede, make up the heads for the leader, walking in obedience and faithfulness and authentically, you know, as I'm standing under, as I'm serving under the man of God, you know, to help lift his arms up. That's all. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. While you were talking, woman of God, you know what I heard? I heard concerning you. I heard keys. I heard keys. I can even hear them jingling, keys. But I believe what God is revealing to me, because you are key access to the man of God, to his ministry. And I say to you, woman of God, receive the impartation, the teaching, the training, the equipping that the man of God shall release unto you. Stay in humble mode, as Evangelist Woods says, stay in submission mode. And watch God. Hear me now. Hear me now. Hear me good. By the end of this year, by the end of this year, woman of God, God is going to blow your mind. He's going to blow your mind concerning ministry. He's going to blow your mind concerning your personal life. He's going to blow your mind concerning family. Everything is almost like I see the pieces of the puzzle coming together. God is putting every piece in its proper place. So you are a great for that ministry. Don't assume. Don't allow other people to shift you to allow you to think anything different. God strategically allow you to connect with the man of God for purpose, for destiny. Not only concerning to help his ministry, but to help you. Watch this now. Watch this. It's going to bless your life so richly, so powerful. But you really got to stay in a place of receiving the impartation. Because what's on him going to rest on you. Hear me good. What's on him going to rest on you. People don't understand the mantles. They don't understand the transferring. They don't understand submission. They don't understand order. Amen. Give me a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You still there, woman of God?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Mother. I appreciate that, woman. Hallelujah. Hey, just receive the impartation, woman of God. Don't allow the jealousy. Don't allow the envy. Don't allow the competitiveness to shift you. Because I'm telling you, people will try to do that, or they feel that, who she thinks she is or who he thinks he is getting mates or close to the man of God. God knows how to strategically set the gifts and set the people in place where need to be so that the ministry can go forth, the work of the ministry can go forth, that everything that God has mandated and assigned for the man of God. Because many times God will allow it to be set in place, but because people get in their emotions and their feelings, guess what? They shift from their position. They shift from their place. They not saying they shift from the posture with God, their relationship with God, but what they do, they allow the connection. They allow the frequency of them to shift because why? The legal sound has crept in or the chatter has crept in, or the different things that you may disagree with maybe the man of God, because we have the right to agree and disagree. But at least we should not be in a place of assuming or assumptions. As you said, sometimes you're challenged with that, where you assume or have assumptions about certain things. If you ask the Father, he will reveal unto you your place, your position, connected to the man of God. Not only shall you be on this conference line praying and interceding, but there shall be more concerning even the local assembly. Don't let nothing shift you. Don't let nothing shift you, woman of God. Don't let nothing shift you. I just keep hearing impartation, 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 impartation as the man of God impart into you. Watch what God do. Amen, by the end of this year, by the end of this year. Amen. Bless your woman, God. I thank you for releasing that and sharing that as well. I receive that. I walk humbly. I submit to that because even in the region that we're in, continue to pray for me and my wife. Pray for our ministry. Amen. Restoration Truth Ministry. Amen. We don't see color because we know there's no color in kingdom. That's why one of the things that God had laid upon my heart to do in this region is to summon pastors and leaders together to allow it to be a kingdom agenda, not ours, not denomination, not your association, not even your ministry. It's about the kingdom of God, and it's about the souls that God wants us to, what, bring into the kingdom. But because we're in a region that's really really our place of call, doctrinated by denominations because of men's belief, their teachings, because of churches that have been set in place for centuries and decades, and people carrying those religious ideologies on. And it has really caused a strong stronghold in this region. But I thank God that he do have men and women of God that he's had set in place that moving and then apostolically and prophetically. Even sometimes, you know, that the enemy will try to shift in to get into that to cause men and women of God to be competitive with each other, comparing themselves among themselves and trying to promote their ministry. We know that God has given all of us a mandate and assignment to carry out. But to come together for the work of ministry and what we can do in our cities and communities to drive out these spirits that have brought in bondage and bewitchment to the people. That's why I thank God for deliverance ministry. I thank God for healing ministry. I thank God for miracles and signs and wonders that we do but still believe according to the Bible. But bless God for you today. Continue to keep us in prayer. Amen. We bless God today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. I received that. Praise God for that. And also, you know, I just really honor God for what he's doing in such a time as this. And, you know, the Lord was saying as you're talking, just, you know, I'm using a remnant. So despise not small beginnings, because it looks like what God is using is small, but it's really big. And when it explodes, they're going to wonder where it came from. So to God be the glory. Thank you, man of God. I receive everything and yield myself to surrender to the obedience of my leader and even to, you know, you as covering, under his covering. I thank God for you both. Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
God bless you. Amen. All right. God be the glory.
Good morning.
All right, people of God. Good morning. God bless you.
I was calling for prayer. I'm at the airport. I'm boarding a flight for 9. I was calling for prayer that I have a safe trip.
All right. We're going to touch and agree with you, woman of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray your protective angels around the woman of God and the destination, God, that you're taking her to, God. I pray there will be no backlash, no retaliation. I pray there will be no hiccups, no hangups. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you arrive to a destination safe and unharmed. Father, I pray that your angels are already gone before her. Your angels are camped around about her. Father, that no weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, even in the airways, God, we come against principalities, anything, God, that will try to hinder the flight. Father, now, in the name of Jesus, God, take her, God, to her destination. And, Father, I bless you on today for her life. In the name of Jesus, out of her obedience, God, coming in, asking for prayer. Father, bless her life now, God. Bless her richly. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Bless her in her going. Bless her in her coming. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. We give you honor. We give you praise. Even for her obedience, God, to tune in, to listen in. Know, God, to come on for prayer today. Father, I pray, God, could you say to your word, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man as well as much. I stand in the gap. I stand in agreement. I touch and agree with her and believe it by faith that it is so. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. My shit over me. My kaba. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Woman of God, as you take flight from destination to destination, that's what I hear, destination to destination. God going to take you from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Just trust him from destination to destination. He's going to take you from faith to faith to glory to glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Thank you.
Bless you on today. Amen. All right. Amen. Administrator Bryant, God bless you on today, woman of God. You're still on. Amen. I'm excited for what God is doing in and through your life, woman of God. Me and my wife were just having a conversation concerning you on the other day, and I just said how God is just tremendously blessing you, woman of God. Amen. Even through your faithfulness and your obedience. Amen. Every prophetic word, amen, that has been released to you down through the years, woman of God, God is now bringing it to pass. It's now in manifestation because you are in a manifested miracle season, a miracle time. You are in your Kairos moment. amen, through all of the prophetic words, amen, that you have received, amen, that you are walking out, even though sometimes it seemed like, hallelujah, it seemed like sometimes the process is held up, but God said, not so. I see that in my seat. He's moving on the process, woman of God, concerning your life. He's moving on the process concerning the thing that you got before him. You get ready to see within the next 90 days, woman of God. You get ready to see it manifest. You get ready to see it unfold. Everything that you, even the thing that you have wrote, even the plans that you have put in place, you getting ready to see it unfold, woman of God. And I keep reminding you. Keep reminding you over and over again, millionaire status, millionaire status. I keep hearing millionaire status. Amen. People around you, people around you. Amen. You just continue to walk humble. You continue to be the woman of God that God called you to be. You continue to share the love, share the wealth of knowledge that God has given you. Amen. Because none of it is in vain. People don't even know that they're close. They're walking around millionaire. They're walking close to a millionaire. You're going to see it manifest, woman of God. You're going to see it manifest concerning your life. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. I thank God for you today. Hallelujah. 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 One of your plans, what I hear God and I see, woman of God, one of your plans that you have in place, it's getting ready to explode. It's getting ready to explode. It's getting ready to, get ready to go off the Richter scale, woman of God. Hear me good. It's getting ready to go off the Richter scale. People going to know who prophetess, administrator Aretha Bryant is. Because you're not trying to make your name great. God's already made it great for you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I bless God. I thank God for knowing you, administrator.
God bless you, my God. And I receive the word of the Lord. God bless you, my God.
Amen. Glory. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else before we get ready to transition out? To God be the glory. Man, bless the Lord on today.
Apostle, can Evangelist Wilkes give the text, I wanted to text you, but when I asked the Lord, she said it so quickly. I was like, man, Lord, that was quick. I didn't have anything to write it down with. So can she repeat if they wanted to contact you via text messaging?
Evangelist Wilkes, can you give her the information again?
This is the text, the conference line, if you don't want to be audible. Or you want to ask a question, and that number is 334-440-6152. Thank you. You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen. And Apostle Simmons, can you give a cash app to sow into your ministry, man of God?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Our cash app is, that is money sign RTM Hampton. That's RTM Hampton. Money sign RTM Hampton. And also we have a PayPal. You can give by the way of PayPal. That is paypal.me/restorationandtruth. paypal.me/restorationandtruth. Amen. To God be the glory today.
Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
yes. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But don't forget to sow into the prophet, though. You sow into the prophet first. Amen. I'm just a servant coming on his line.
Yes,
amen.
Man.
To be a blessing to his ministry. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. We got him, too.
All right. To God be the glory. Amen. We bless the Lord. All right. Anyone else? Amen. Got a question, comment, desire, your prayer? We bless the Lord. The prophetic winds are blowing. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hi. I'm listening in. I thank God for you. It's totally awesome. I'd like for you all to be lifted up in prayer.
Yes.
Concerning the domestic violent situation. So give me a
Can you speak up a little bit, woman of God? We can't hear you.
Oh, you know, concerning the domestic issue, I just need
domestic
issue. Yeah.
Sister Rilana, we can't. It's not coming in clear, woman of God.
Situation with my sister and I.
Okay, let me make sure you say this. You said pray about a domestic situation concerning you and your sister. You still there?
Yes, my phone went on mute. Sorry.
Oh.
I say, do you pray for this domestic situation?
Okay, domestic situation concerning you and your sister, right?
Yeah.
All right. You know what, woman of God, even while you were talking, and barely we can hear you, but I can hear the spirit. One of the things I can give you some instruction, woman of God, I know that we have God, but God also set people in place, amen, from a professional standpoint that would give the professional counsel. I'm going to have to get prophet administrative, so I won't repeat. I have to say this public over the line. Amen. What I want to release to you has to be released privately because some things that you have to do dealing with some things that I'm picking up in the spirit. I would contact our prophet and administrator, and they would get this word to you, woman of God. But I'm going to pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would touch this woman of God, touch her sister, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, for you know her condition, God, you know her circumstance. Father, I bind every attack of the enemy. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus, the abuse, whatever it is, whether it comes verbally or physically. We pray now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest, God, this situation. God, you intervene in the name of Jesus. God, most of all, I pray that you would touch the mind. Touch the mind of this woman. Touch the mind of her sister. Touch the mind, God, in the atmosphere that they're in now in the name of Jesus. And we drive back this spirit, God, that's trying to overpower the mind. God, to bring in the confusion, to bring in the vision, to bring in, God, the attacks, God, for the portals that have been opened up from the demonic influence. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. We drive it back to the dry places now. Father, in the name of Jesus, give her peace of mind, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And God, we thank you for doing it for her on today, God. We thank you for her obedience, God, for tuning in and connected with this line today, God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, allow your angels, God, to sit and camp around that house now, where she sit, where she stand, where she lay. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, whoever it is, whatever it is, God, trying to be abusive in the relationship or in the atmosphere, God, where they dwell. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that the Holy Ghost will bring it under arrest now in the name of Jesus and cause it, God, to be sent back to the dry places, sent back to the pits of hell from which it came. Father, for you are not the author of confusion. You are not a God that will abuse. You're not a God that will destroy and tear down. But God, we thank you on today, God, that you are building her up in a most holy faith in you. You are building up her confidence. You are building up her trust, God, to lean and depend on you and not man. We thank you for it now, God, and we call it done in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. A woman of God, I'm going to get with our prophet administrator and some things that I need to share with you privately, dealing with some professional things on the outside. Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you. All right. God be the glory. Bless you on today. All right. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Yes, Lord. All right. Well, we bless the Lord on today. Again, thank you for allowing me to be your servant. Amen. To come to share with you the word of the Lord. Somebody say, I need a word from the Lord. Ask before you assume. Ask before you assume. Know the truth. Know the truth. Know the truth. Operate in your kingdom authority. We bless the Lord on today. Again, we thank God for, amen, our visionary, our leader, Dr. Lamont Matthew. God bless you on today, man of God.
We celebrate you. We appreciate you, man. Hallelujah. We thank you for being that gift that God has given us to the body. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Bless you, man.
Bless you too, sir. Bless the people of God on today. Thank you so much for your obedience. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. All right, again, administrator, bless God for you. Evangelist Will, thank God for you and all the intercessors. Amen. I know Prophet always gives you honor. He thank God for you praying around the watches. Amen. Especially in the midnight hour, we thank God for you. Amen. Your prayers are being felt, especially concerning this conference line, praying for this nation, praying for our local regions. We thank God for your prayers. My God, intercessions and intercessors are key. Always been key and pivotal to the body of Christ. Amen. If you don't have an intercessor, amen, in your ministry, in your church, amen, you need to pray for intercessors and prayer warriors, amen, that they will stand their watch. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Thank God for the men and women of God that will pray. Pray with passion, pray with power, and pray over those principalities. So we bless the Lord on today. Administrator, if you would come to give us our the people of God the way that they could give to us. Amen, to this ministry, to the man of God ministry, be a blessing.
Amen. You can go to the website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org and go through the PayPal, the giving system there, or you can cash up at money sign RFPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com as well. Again, that's cash up, money sign RFPIM, Zelle, WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com, or you can go to the website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Also, Apostle Simmons, if everyone is listening, if you will save the dates for our Lifeline Prophetic Conference, it's going to be June 25th, 26th, and 27th in the city of Harvey, Illinois, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. We're locking down the information on that for hotels and everything on this week, and we'll be able to announce everything this coming week, no later than next Sunday. So that's June 25th, 26th, and 27th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, where Dr. LaVon Matthews is the senior pastor. Again, thank you for listening on this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us govern ourselves according to the people of God. Amen. I'm excited. We're looking, amen, to be down in the city, amen, of Harvey, amen, being in the region of Illinois. We bless God. Amen. We're coming to celebrate. We're coming to connect. We're coming in the power and authority of God's Spirit. We just bless God, amen, for what God is going to do, amen, throughout the Prophetic Lifeline Conference. Amen. We enjoy coming down, amen, during the time that we could. We know the pandemic shifted a lot of things, but we are excited. Amen. We know that still a lot of things are going on in certain states and cities dealing with the pandemic. But amen. But we still going to give God praise in the midst of a pandemic. Hallelujah. We still going to stand in faith and not fear. We trust God. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord on today. Amen. What an awesome God that we serve. Thank you again for allowing me to be the servant. Amen. To come to share with you the word of the Lord on today. Bless you, doctor.
God bless you too, sir. God bless the people of God. Thank you so much for the powerful word on today. And we honor the Lord for allowing the Lord to minister to you, to the people of God on today. We thank God for all of the great kingdom leaders that are on today and their gift and their faithfulness and commitment to ministry. So we bless the Lord today. And certainly the Lord and the people know that we're looking forward to another powerful, powerful time on tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., and then 11 a.m. worship experience. We've been having a different worship experience in our sanctuary, so we give God praise, glory, and honor for what he's doing. We honor the Lord for Restoration Truth Ministry and all of the other ministry. Keep our great friend, Pastor David Paul Elijah, in the prayer, in Paris, France. They're under major attack in their region there. So we're lifting up the leader there and lifting him up in his body. So we pray for him and his family on today. Yeah, we thank God for you. We've been communicating with them over this week with what's going on. And anytime you're communicating with sons and daughters in different regions, the attack that they get, it comes on us. So we're just praying for them and that ministry there as well. Thank God for our leadership. And bless you unto that powerful, rich word for right now. Thank God for the rich Kairos word today. Amen. Thank God for your wife, Prophetess Eugenia as well. And we honor all of the work that God is doing through every one of you on today. Amen. Bless you on today, man of God.
Amen. Bless you too, Prophet. Prophet, I know, man, in my time of interceding and praying for you, man, the Lord said he's well pleased with you. He's well pleased with you through your obedience, through the vision he's given you for your local ministry, the international and global ministry he's given you, for this conference line and Blog Talk Radio. He's well pleased, man. This is why I encourage the people of God at your local assembly and also across this conference line and Blog Talk Radio, amen, for the gift that you are to the kingdom of God. So we celebrate you. We bless God for you, man. Amen. My wife, she gives her love as well. So we just thank God for what God has done in this hour and this season concerning your life. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no lack. There is no lack concerning your life. There is no want, no need. Even though sometimes you may think that you need a need, but God already got it supplied, man of God. It's already supplied for you. Amen. You can just think it, and it will manifest. That's how powerful God is moving concerning your life. You just can think it, and it will manifest. So, amen. Just walk in it, man. It's due unto you. Yes. Just walk in it and continue to let God use you to bless others.
Amen. I receive that, man of God, unto that.
Amen. So we bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Thank God for the
most abundant. You're so right about that. And the thing that the Lord is doing, so we definitely will get a chance to talk. But thank you all today. I will leave it down today.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. All right, people of God, we don't want to leave nobody out. Amen. You value your prayer or, amen, have a comment, a question, maybe you can start opening up the line. Come on in before we transition out. We bless the Lord on this morning.
Apostle Simmons, can I ask for a prayer for my niece, the young lady that's your commercial on the first and third Saturdays? It's her sister, and she has congestive heart failure. Prayer for one of my brothers who have a lung problem, and prayer just for my sister-in-law who just lost her mother. We finalized her. She's a mother to the Matthews Ministries based here in Alabama as well. Just prayer for my niece and for my brother.
All right. Amen. Father, we thank you today, God. You say the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, God, as y'all touch and agree with the woman of God, I pray for the Bratt family. Father, you already heard the plea. You heard the request. You heard the petition being made known. Father, I stand in agreement with her, God. We pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that your power will prevail for her brother. We pray that the power will prevail for her sister. Father, even the things, God, that will try to come, God, to afflict the family bloodline. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, we call it null and void. We cancel it. We curse it at the root. We destroy it by the power and the authority of your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your healing prevail now. For you are Jehovah Rapha. You see your word to heal. Heal, deliver, and set free. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against him shall be able to prosper. And God, I thank you on today, God, for the manifested miracle that shall happen for their lives. Father, whatever they're up against, God, for you know, for you said it's you before us, who can be against us? So on today, God, let your love supersede, God, the things that come that try to hinder them, to block them. Oh, God, even the Father, we break it now. We break off all limitations. And God, we let your spirit have free course. We let your spirit have reign. Now, God, you rule and reign. Do it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Administrator Bryant standing in the gap, God, asking for prayer for her brother and her sister, asking prayer for her family. God, I thank you for the woman of God on today. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue, God, to bless her in her going, bless her in her coming. Continue, God, to allow her to see in the spirit, allow her to hear in the spirit. Give her, God, oh, shout out about she. Continue, God, to give her witty ideas, God. Even, God, as the plan that you have given her, God, I pray that you will put your stamp of approval upon it now. Father, I thank you for her faithfulness. I thank you for her commitment. And God, now in the name of Jesus, thrust her forward in the things of you. Propel her forward in the things of you. Father, even as a family, even as the circle, God, around her, begin to look at her life, God, they're going to know that you're with her. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, let your glory rest on her. Let your glory settle on her now. And we call it forth in Jesus' name. Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God that it is so. Amen. Amen. Bless you on today, administrator.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Well, bless you on today, people of God. We thank God for you. Remember, if anything, amen, that you might don't remember, remember this. Ask before you assume. Walk on assumption. Assumption will put you in emotions. Assumption will put you in feelings. Assumption will put you in your own thinking. The Bible says, so of a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. Let God change your mind. If he change your mind, he'll change your outcome. He'll change your situation. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So we bless God for you on today. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for the prophecy. We thank you, God, for the peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, God, for your gift that you have given us, Dr. Laron Matthew, the prophet, the servant of you. Father, continue to strengthen him, bless him, encourage him. Continue, God, to expand him. Use him for your glory. Give him the desires of his heart, God. Set a hedge of protection around him. God, we thank you for those that are interceding and praying. God, will uplift his arm. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you on today. We thank you for this conference line. We thank you, God, for every leader, God, in their perspective. God, continue to use them, God, for your glory. Continue, God, to stretch them. Continue, God, to allow them, God, to be the vessel, the conduits that you shall use in this hour, in this season. Allow them, God, to be the remnant, God, that will bring the revival, God, that will cause a revolution in our land. God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have thine own way. We pray, God, that you will continue, God, to bless Restoration and Truth Ministry, those that are connected with us, God, those, God, that are connected to the vision. Father, continue, God, to breathe afresh on us, and we bless you for it on today, God. We ask you to have your way in the name of Jesus. God, as we leave from this place, but never from your presence, go with us and stand by us, oh God, keep us steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your works, that our labor shall not be in vain in you. We ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God it is so. God bless you, people of God. We say to you, go in the power, go in the strength of God's spirit. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We say shalom in his courts is our prayer for you. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreu.org or email us at werestoreu@yahoo.com.